landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots of stories lined up for you, and we're going to be taking some of your phone calls. If you call 877-726-8255, you can record a question, and we'll get to those momentarily. But here's an important question. Have you ever peed in a pool or a hot tub? And I think if a lot of people would fess up, that is not an uncommon behavior, because even Michael Phelps, champion swimmer, admitted to peeing in the pool. He says, "We all do it." And one of there's a practical reason for professional and high-end amateur swimmers to pee in the pool is they literally get peeled into their swimsuits, which are really aerodynamic. They cost hundreds of dollars, and they're designed for minimal drag. And if you have the urge, say, before, 100-yard swim, to have one final precautionary pee, it would take like half an hour, to unpeel the thing and then peel it back on the right way. So the recourse for many athletes is to unburden themselves in the pool. But it turns out that there are health hazards associated with that. So a lot of people complain about the smell of chlorine. There's like too much chlorine in this pool. Did you realize that chlorine is odorless? Chlorine gas is an odorless, colorless gas. What you're smelling when you go to a pool and your eyes sting and your nose bothers you is something called chloramine. And chloramines, and in particular trichloramine, are toxic gases that can really, really irritate the respiratory tract, can even cause asthma. Mark Spitz, for example, the champion swimmer of the 70s and 80s, famously had asthma. And often lifeguards and pool workers have respiratory problems. I have nasal congestion after I swim. I'm an inveterate swimmer. And so it turns out that the stronger the chlorine smell, the dirtier the pool. And why is that? Well, it's not the chlorine. The chlorine is there as a disinfectant. It's actually in drinking water to some degree. And it kills bacteria, and it kills, in particular, algae, because if there was no chlorine in a pool, pretty soon the pool would be clogged with algae, like a stagnant freshwater pond. And so pools are chlorinated, but the chlorine complexes with nitrogenous compounds, like uric acid. And urine is rich in something called urea, which is a nitrogenous compound. And so the more people are peeing in a pool, the more chloramine is created. Now, there's also a rationale for, you know, they tell you to take a shower before you go in the pool. And, you know, not that many people do, but I studiously do. The showers are located by my indoor pool, and I shower down. And the idea is to get rid of some of the stuff that's on your skin that could get into the pool. And it's not so much about bacteria, because there's enough chlorine in the pool to kill the bacteria that are on your skin. But it's about these microparticles of skin, hair, sweat. That's why I sometimes wear a cap. It's mandatory for me to wear a swim cap when I go into my pool. And yucky stuff like sebaceous and mucus secretions, residues of cosmetic products and sunscreen creams, they all go into the pool, and so showering down is advantageous. But you might say, well, you know, but urine is innocuous. It's, you know, unless you have an urinary tract infection, there's no bacteria in urine. Normally urine is sterile, but, and there's also, you know, the amount of urine that you expel is tiny compared to the huge volume of the pool, but it's not so much that. It's about the toxic chemicals that are created when urine comes in contact with chlorine. You get these toxic byproducts. Now, a workaround would be to use like an ozonated pool or an ultraviolet clean pool, but they're very few and far between. They're expensive and difficult to maintain. And so most pools, they simply dump chlorine into the pool. And that is what they do. And, you know, you may say, oh, this is a nice clean pool because they're using a lot of chlorine. No. Au contraire. It's the opposite. It means there's a lot of junk in the pool that's complexing with the odorless chlorine to create smelly and potentially irritating chloramine. So, take-home message, especially a hot tub with lower volume of water to dilute it. And in a pool, refrain from obeying your natural inclination to empty your bladder. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules, Plus Health Clarity gummies, are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, innovative ingredients designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, alternatively, if you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. So they're non-sedating. They don't knock you out. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off all their products, including their CBD products, which are great. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection, as well as their full range of products containing CBD. I like to use their sleep product at bedtime to assure deep and restful sleep. All right, 877-726-8255. Shall we take a call? Let's hear it.
My question is parasites. Right now there's a medicine, as I'm told by a Medicare nurse, that doctors are trained that people don't have parasites. Well, everybody in the world knows we have parasites, but I have had a rare form of a parasite for a year and a half, and the doctors cannot give me the amount of prescription that I need to kill it, so it's killing me. So I'm wondering, what can I do about it? I've tried everything. I basically live in insecticides on my skin just to keep control of it. Any ideas on what to do to kill it? I've tried everything medicine, traditional medicine offers.
Okay, so, you know, this is an interesting question because I think that the prevalence of parasites is both underestimated and sometimes exaggerated. I think conventional doctors have been guilty of paying too little attention to parasites. You know, most patients who have GI symptoms are not offered stool tests, and they should be because they may carry a parasite, you know, and that could be easily remedied. On the other hand, sometimes integrative doctors are a little bit too anxious to demonstrate that people suffer from parasites that, you know, are, you know, maybe the diagnosis is a little over the top. So I don't know what you're suffering from, but it sounds like a challenge. And among my favorite go-tos for treating parasites are black walnut. Black walnut is a potent antiparasitic. One of the ways to illustrate that is people who are arborists or botanists know that in the forest, one of the ways that you can characterize a black walnut tree is that around it, you know, unlike other trees where the grass or, you know, other foliage can grow right up to the trunk, the ground is clear around black walnut trees because the nuts that they drop actually contain something that actually retards the growth of plants, but also is a potent antiparasitic. So black walnut extract can be used, but it has to be used judiciously because you got to use it short term. You can't use it, you know, over months and months and months because toxicity can develop. Same thing with artemisia, and artemisia is actually so potent that it's been used as an anti-malarial. And malaria is a protozoan, okay, which is the same category as most parasites. And so artemisia can be used also as a natural antiparasitic. And you can also use things like oregano, and you can use high-potency garlic. These are some of the ways to address parasites naturally. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All right, crew, let's get her done. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How about you, Fedora? How did you change since middle school?
I think I just became more confident and didn't really care about what other people think, because the only opinion that really mattered was mine.
How did you get more confident? How'd that happen?
So one of my cousins told me that you just have to fake it, because that's all you can do. Confidence will just come like the next day.
Did that work?
Yes, it did.
What do you think about this confidence thing, John?
I tell my daughters all the time, you never take a back seat, especially to boys. So I love to hear that confidence in your voice.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-372.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And we now have some perspective on the COVID pandemic and on our management, or some might say our mismanagement of the pandemic, because we locked down schools, and we kept kids home. There was the option for online learning. But there really have been some real and devastating effects on kids. And we know that there is a mental health problem soaring in incidence among kids, and especially among young girls. Young girls seem to be taking the brunt of it. Now, this is not just COVID-related. This was developing well before COVID. And it may have to do with the stresses on young women young men still living under very challenging circumstances have the ability to adapt better. Well, there's a very alarming study that just came out. It's highlighted in Neuroscience News. COVID pandemic hastened brain aging in teens. Now, what they did is they were originally doing a study. They didn't know that COVID was coming along. They wanted to do a study on brain maturation in adolescents. So they began the study in 2018. And so they selected 160 teens between 9 and 17. And the original objective was tracking the changes in brain structure that occur during typical adolescence. Okay?
And at the time, they had some data, and they made a projection. And they said, you know, there will be some changes, and they're associated with aging and maturation. But then COVID hit. And for a while, they weren't able to check these kids because, you know, they couldn't come into the clinic to get reevaluated. But this is done with brain imagery. And brain maturation is measured by looking at the thickness of something called the cerebral cortex. That's the outer layer of tissue in the brain. And unfortunately, the cerebral cortex naturally thins with age. And that process begins even in the teen years. And older adults, especially those who have dementia, cognitive decline, have very thin cerebral cortexes. So this is, and any radiologist will tell you that this is what they, you know, routinely, you look at a 75-year-old or an 80-year-old, they definitely have thinning of their cerebral cortex. But it's also been noted that stress and adversity are known to accelerate cortical thinning, all right? And it's noted, too, that cortical thinning is associated with an increased risk for the development of neuropsychiatric and behavioral disorders. Our kids aren't having any of those, are they? All right, well, this is what they found when they reexamined the kids after COVID. They found that there was a marked acceleration in brain aging, which was denoted by thinning of the cerebral cortex. In female adolescents, they experienced 4.2 years of accelerated brain aging compared to just 1.4 years in males. And so this is a real concern. And why that is that it may be that young girls are more vulnerable to the effects of social isolation. They're naturally more gregarious. They depend more on social interaction, especially with other girls. And when isolated, it put them into a funk. It was much more stressful for them, whereas boys perhaps were more resilient to that. They're not as dependent on social interaction. They can go out and play on their own. And so this is a very, very real and dire effect of some of the extreme misguided measures that we took during COVID to manage the pandemic. Over-the-top measures, which proved ultimately, in retrospect, unnecessary and harmful, especially to our kids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake with ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's a number you can call at any time during the week, because if a question should occur to you, our audience might find it interesting, and I'll take it up on an upcoming edition of Intelligent Medicine. So we got a call. Let's take it. Let's hear it.
I'm 76 years old, and I've taken Ambien for probably 20 years. I'd like to try something else. A friend suggested I try ashwagandha, so it came today. However, when I looked it up, it said don't take it if you have thyroid problems. My thyroid and most of my parathyroid are gone, and I'm on Synthroid. So does that mean I shouldn't try it? Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, let's unpack this because there are many aspects of this question. This woman is 76 years old. She's been taking Ambien for 20 years. Ambien is a sleep med that's a benzodiazepine. And benzodiazepines belong to the category of Valium, Halcyon, Ativan, Xanax. And the problem with Ambien is that it does help you sleep, but it's relatively short-acting, and people sometimes wake up, and they also have poor quality sleep. It knocks you out, but you don't have what's called good sleep architecture, which is restful and restorative to the brain and body. So it also is highly addictive. And, you know, when it was prescribed 20 years ago, perhaps that wasn't recognized as much as it is now. But it's very hard to get off Ambien. You will go through withdrawal, and it's very difficult to shake it. I mean, part of it is dependency. People think, oh, I need the Ambien because I still have insomnia. Well, part of it is in withdrawal, your insomnia will get worse if you stop taking it. So a one-for-one substitution of Ambien for another pill, ashwagandha, is not going to be a good idea. By the way, we recently did a great interview with Dr. Mark Horowitz in the UK, who's written an interesting book called The Deprescribing Guidelines. And the book is recognition that you can't just stop these medications. You have to very, very carefully deprescribe them and taper them very, very slowly to get off of them. I have a patient who came to me while taking, I think she was taking 6 milligrams of Xanax per day. And usually, you know, a half a milligram or 1 milligram is enough to cure anxiety. But she was told, like, take as much as you need, you know, and she ended up addicted to it. It took us like 15 or 20 years to gradually taper her off. Now she's off it. She's very happy. But you got to be patient. Okay, so ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is something that can help with stress. It's an adaptogen. It can be helpful for sleep. It's not something that's going to knock you out. It simply helps to reduce cortisol, which can interfere with sleep. And I don't think it's a one-for-one substitution with Ambien. Whether you should take it with thyroid. So there are reports, not of the harmful effects of ashwagandha, but actually beneficial effects of ashwagandha on people who have subclinical hypothyroidism, which is, you know, it's borderline hypothyroidism where they're not yet ready for a medication, but if they want to boost their thyroid function a little bit, they can take this herb. And in some studies, it helps to reduce TSH. Remember, TSH, when it's high, means your thyroid is low, and it helps to raise T3 and T4. Which reflect optimal thyroid function. So that's to the good. So there may be a contraindication if you have hyperthyroidism. In other words, you have Graves' disease, your thyroid is running on overdrive, you don't want to make it crank out even more thyroid hormone because you're already getting too much. But in your case, you had your thyroid removed. So ashwagandha is absolutely immaterial to your thyroid function. You're taking a medication, and the ashwagandha doesn't interact with the medication. It simply boosts your thyroid function. If you have an intact thyroid, which you don't, and so there should be no problemo. Now, I think you can take the ashwagandha. The effects are going to be very subtle, and that might enable you to reduce your Ambien by a tad. I would recommend you go down, 10% for 3 months at a time, and very, very gradually taper your dose if you're trying to get off it. Because here's the problem. While it does help sleep, in older individuals, it does sap your brain power. And it does also put you at risk for falls, makes you groggy and ungainly, and can slow you down. And as you get older, you don't metabolize it as efficiently. So it's not a bad idea for you to deprescribe gradually the Ambien, but do so please under a doctor's supervision, because it's going to take some time and patience to do that. Don't do it abruptly, because you'll just simply have withdrawal symptoms and rebound, and your insomnia will just go through the roof. 877-726-8255 our number. Hey folks, did you realize it's Healthy Aging Month? So if you're tired of feeling tired and you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, well, NT factor lipids is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, membranes which are present not just surrounding your cells, but also within your mitochondria. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults by up to 43%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue, and I might add post-COVID or long COVID, and chronic Lyme, and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And a note, you know, we're running a sale this month at FullScript. And on the 17th and 18th of this month, you can get 10% off all my products at my FullScript supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. But the products made by that are the NT-Factor products are not available, or if they're available, they're sporadically available in FullScript. So you have to go directly to ntfactor.com to order, or call 800-982-9158. All right. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's a story, which I'm going to debunk this story. It's highly misleading. Daily croissant can take a toll on your heart in under a month. Eating buttery foods such as pastries and cakes every day for 3 weeks can increase the risk of serious heart problems. So what are they saying? So they're saying that this is a study that suggests that all the bad fat that's in the croissants, the buttery, the saturated fat that's present, you know, because buttery, right? Buttery flavor, saturated fat. So they did a study, and they found that in the folks who ate the croissants, their cholesterol rose by 10%. There was a 20% rise in the fat in their liver, thus increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, as compared to folks who simply ate oily fish such as mackerel and salmon, and had sunflower oil, walnuts, and sesame seeds. Now, I got to say that a croissant is a yummier breakfast than oily fish. I tried that oily fish breakfast thing while I was in Scotland, by the way. They actually served mackerel or grilled sardines for breakfast. It was kind of cool. And, you know, with a little haggis on the side, maybe some bangers, which are the sausage. So basically a high fat, high cholesterol breakfast, as opposed to kind of a carby breakfast with, you know, cereal, dry cereal, or oatmeal, or croissants, breakfast pastry. This study, though, I think is kind of disingenuous, because what they're saying here is that it's the fat in the croissants that's causing the problems. Look, croissants are refined flour, often made not with real butter, but with a shortening that's highly artificial, with hydrogenated fat, and they do not represent a saturated fat challenge. They represent a carbohydrate challenge. So sure, cholesterol rose. Sure, fatty liver rose. Sure, the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease rose. So what their conclusion is that it's all that bad saturated fat. They say this study gives us evidence that saturated fat may silently start to pose a risk to heart health very quickly without causing any changes to a person's weight. Okay, they didn't even gain weight, but already they were at higher risk. Folks, bad science and bad health journalism are really undermining the proper message in terms of the diets that we should espouse. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We have time for one final phone call. 877-726-825 gets you there. Let's hear it.
I take a protein powder and collagen powder a couple times a day. Each of them have an amino acid profile, which contains a bunch of amino acids. And I'm concerned that I might be getting too much, or is too much of a certain amino acid bad? Thank you.
Okay, great question. And this is precisely what I'm about to do when I get a sample of collagen powder from our new sponsor. The collagen powder is called Revive. And I'm going to throw it in with my protein powder. And I think that's perfectly fine. So let me explain. Protein powders contain proteins which are made up of amino acids. And there are various combinations of amino acids. I think among the best are egg protein-derived or whey protein-derived, which have a balanced amount of the right amino acids for support of muscle in particular, but all the structures in the body. And these are what you call the essential amino acids. When you take collagen, you're only mostly getting two, proline and hydroxyproline. And these are the building blocks of collagen, which forms hair, skin, nails, connective tissue, the synovial membranes in our joints, and the menisci in our knees. But let's say you decided, well, I got a choice, protein powder versus collagen powder. I just want to take the collagen powder. Well, if you just take the collagen powder, you will support the collagen, but you won't support other structures in your body that are dependent on protein, such as your muscles and all the other tissues of your body. And literally, people have suffered malnutrition by going on ultra-low-calorie diets where they've supplemented with just collagen powder alone, because they're not getting a complete balance of the amino acids. Now, how could you go wrong by taking too many of these? Well, there's only one instance where you could possibly go wrong, and that is if you have really bad kidney function. And I don't mean just a little bit of reduction in your kidney function, because as people age, their kidney function declines, you know, maybe 40-50%. But you still have at least half your capacity to filter out and eliminate the nitrogenous waste from the protein that you're eating, unless you have, say, a creatinine of 3.2. That might mean that your filtration capacity in your kidneys is diminished. And then we might say, yeah, you could overburden the kidneys, and you could have an overaccumulation of the waste products of protein degradation, reflected as a high BUN. This is a blood urea nitrogen, where you kind of can't keep up with the breakdown of dietary and bodily proteins that accumulate every day that your kidneys filter out. So I don't think you can go wrong with that. I don't see a problem. At worst, you might have superfluous protein, but that is generally harmless. And, you know, more and more we're coming to recognize that as we age, we may need more protein to stave off sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle strength decline. And so I'm a big fan of protein powder. I take about 25 or 30 grams of protein powder every day. And I plan to augment it with some collagen powder, throw that into the blender with some almond milk or mac milk, some other ingredients like creatine, maybe some colostrum, and some NT factor. And that's a daily regimen for me. And I think that that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Because it's an insurance policy against not getting enough protein in subsequent meals through the day, which is sometimes hard to achieve that threshold of nearly a gram of protein per pound of body weight. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to attain unless you're an avid meat eater. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's a surprising article from the Wall Street Journal, which suggests, you know, when I use my microwave, I don't worry too much about germs accumulating in my microwave. Why? Because it seems to zap everything. And I kind of think about, well, my goodness, you know, what if I put like a hamster in the microwave? It would be dead. It would kill it instantaneously. So the bacteria have got to be zapped. And in fact, one of the things that I do from time to time is I take a sponge. I know that bacteria live on sponges, and I wet the sponge if it's used, and then throw it in the microwave, heat it up, and I'm thinking that I'm sterilizing it. Well, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal, researchers found 747 kinds of heat-resistant microbes flourishing in microwaves. So the take-home message, please clean the microwave. What they found is that while you may warm up food, the bacteria can become resistant to that. Researchers took swabs from 30 microwaves. And I'll tell you, I mean, from time to time I clean my microwave, but I'm not that scrupulous about that. They took the swabs from 30 microwaves, they cultured the results, and they analyzed the DNA of the microbes they found. They found 747 kinds of bacteria. They even found Staphylococcus, which could pose a risk to health. So this is a concern. I mean, it kind of prompts me to re-examine my practices. So I said kitchen microwaves had a greater mass of microbes than laboratory microwaves, which have higher intensity of heating. So there you have it. Clean your microwave. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember our sale this month at FullScript. You can go to drhoffmanstore.com and order products with a 10% discount only on September 17th and 18th, 2 days only for that sale. Also, check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter and check out our many other podcasts during the week. We've got some great podcasts lined up for you, including a fascinating one on the hazards of EMFs. A recent study from the World Health Organization appeared to exonerate EMFs. Not so, according to our guest. Check it out at drhoffman.com and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. Heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The FBI says it's investigating what appears to be an attempted assassination of Donald Trump at his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. It comes just 9 weeks after the former president survived another attempt on his life. Trump says he's safe tonight and well. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says U.S. Secret Service agents fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope into the club as the former president was on the course. Bradshaw says the gunman was about 400 yards to 500 yards away from Trump and hiding in shrubbery. He said the gunman had two backpacks hanging on a fence and a GoPro camera. Palm Beach County Rick Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says the man was discovered not far from Mr. Trump was golfing.
Probably between 300 and 500 yards, but with a rifle and a scope like that, that's not a long distance.
Interviewed on WPBF-TV, Rafael Barros, the special agent in charge, spotted a gun from the shrubs as the protective detail was advancing on the golf course ahead of Donald Trump.
He noticed that the rifle was pointed out, our agents engaged. We are not sure right now if the individual was able to take a shot at our agents, but for sure our agents were able to engage with the subject.
Also at townhall.com, Pacific Rim, the storm, Elenia, has lost its punch in Mexico but could send rain into the U.S. this week.
However, some of that moisture is expected to work its way further to the north and impact portions of the southwest over the next couple of days. And we could see some locally heavier amounts across portions of Arizona, northward into the Four Corners region, including portions of southwestern Colorado and northwestern New Mexico.
You'll always find more news, analysis, and many more stories, including headlines, when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. More after this.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Special correspondent Julie Walker reports the top legal advisor to New York City's mayor quits as investigations begin to swell.
The top legal advisor to New York City Mayor Eric Adams abruptly resigns over the weekend, the latest sign of instability in the Democrats' administration as it deals with multiple federal investigations. Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg said in a three-sentence letter to Mayor Adams, she can no longer effectively serve in her position. Her resignation comes days after the head of the NYPD stepped down after the Fed seized his phone along with phones belonging to his brother and members of Adams' inner circle, but not Zornberg's. Last year, Adams' phones were seized by the feds. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find breaking news and analysis, more headlines, more news stories, and more when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a case of insider trading in Florida with ties to Jordan.
Authorities have charged four men, including a relative of the King of Jordan, for a $1 million insider trading plot. The men have been charged with conspiring to make insider stock trades on a business acquired by one of South Florida's major publicly held companies, Mastech. One of the accused is the brother-in-law of the daughter of King Abdullah of Jordan. They were arrested and charged in a federal indictment with one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and 24 related offenses, according to the Miami Herald. According to the indictment from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, the four defendants shared confidential information within a close circle of family and friends and used it to buy shares at a lower price, and then turn a $1 million profit after the information became public. I'm Karen Shamas.
More on these stories, analysis, and more headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. If you want to reach out to Mark, here's the phone number. You're going to definitely want to write this down, 816-399-4871, or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
It's always a fun time when I get to visit with you here in the studio.
Absolutely. And we're both sporting our colors. We've got our company logos on our golf shirts. We're looking pretty good today.
We do. We didn't come in naked today. This is good.
Yeah.
Our producer's very happy about that.
Yeah.
Hey,
boom.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Knock, knock.
Well, who's there?
HIPAA.
HIPAA who?
I can't tell you.
Now listen
this
here.
This will be the last appearance on Senior Care Live for Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, folks.
Well, let's jump into the wide world of and the wacky world of Medicare. And I understand there's even more turmoil in the Medicare Advantage world. And it's hard to believe, but the hits just keep coming.
They just keep on coming. Yep, more turmoil. Humana, and not to cast dispersion on our friends over at Humana,
yep,
but this is factual public information. They are terminating their contract with Prime Healthcare in the Kansas City market.
Hmm.
So if you live in Kansas City, and I know we're all over the country,
sure,
but if you live in Kansas City and you are a patient getting care at St. Joseph's Hospital or St. Mary's or one of their attached providers, very soon you're going to get a letter that says, we can't treat you anymore because Humana doesn't work with us anymore.
Hmm.
So that means in the past 3 months, we've had HCA get into an argument with Aetna, and then they kissed and made up, and then North Kansas City kicked Aetna out, and now Humana's kicking Prime Healthcare out. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And I don't know where the end of this is going to be, but it seems like every day I open my email and I get another email saying, hey, we're not going to work with this insurance company or we're not going to work with this hospital network anymore. So it's getting crazy.
Is Providence Health in Kansas City, Kansas, is that part of Prime?
I believe they are.
I think so. And so, look, that's going to affect a lot of people depending on where you live. And here's the bottom line of this. Mark keeps us well informed of all of these changes. This reminds me of my DirecTV, and don't get me started on that, but they're in a fight with Disney and ABC, yeah. And you don't have ESPN, mm-hmm. And there goes a lot of sports, and I'm not too happy about that, but this stuff happens all the time. Sometimes they kiss and make up, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But we're talking about your health care, not your sports programming. It's a lot more important, and it's almost impossible to keep up with.
Oh, it is very, very difficult, but that's what we do. We eat, breathe, sleep, and dream about Medicare all the time.
All right. So one of the largest Part D insurers.
Oh, boy.
Some changes there.
Oh, boy. You know, Steve, if you have any Medicare agents in the country that listen to Senior Care Live, mm-hmm. their blood pressure is about to shoot up.
Okay.
There is a major Part D insurer. I do not want to name their name.
Okay.
Okay. But it may rhyme with something like smell care.
Okay.
They have announced that they are terminating all of the agent contracts for their Part D prescription drug plans.
Hmm.
And they're not going to pay agents anymore, including with our existing book of business. Now, I have friends that make a pretty hefty commission every month off of servicing their renewal accounts. And they're just, it's gone. It's gone away. There's a lot of turmoil and changes, more changes, as a matter of fact, than I've ever seen in Medicare in 23 years of doing what I do, especially in the Part D market. And so they've announced that they're not going to pay. Now, what that really means, I mean, to the end user, to the Medicare client, it doesn't really mean a lot. It's transparent. Yep. But what it means is if an agent isn't going to be paid, they're not going to be able to do the work. Because I don't think anybody expects to work without being paid.
Yep.
And as much as that is, it's actually illegal for us, it's against the rules for us to get involved in client services for a company we don't represent. Well, if a contract's terminated, we can't represent them.
Okay.
So now if a person is on that particular company's drug plan or they sign up for that particular company's drug plan and they have a problem in February or March, they're going to be calling 1-800 customer service.
Oh, boy.
And this particular company is well known for having some lousy offshore customer service phone lines. So if you're working with a broker, and I strongly suggest you work with a broker, not a toll-free number that you heard on a TV commercial with JJ, okay?
Yep.
They're probably going to give you an A or B option. If working with a company that doesn't pay may be better in terms of dollars and cents, but it may not be better in terms of how you can get service if you need help. And with all the changes in Medicare Part D in 2025, there's going to be a lot of service work that's going to need to be done.
Okay, so I was going to say the vast majority, but I would say almost every single recipient having a Part D plan, you could be under 65 and get that with some of the technicalities and disabilities, et cetera.
Sure.
But the bottom line is the vast majority of folks are 65 and older. So, like, if you're like my mom, she's going to be 82 next month.
Oh, she's thrilled. You just told the listeners that.
Yeah. Oh, no. She looks like she's about 62.
She does.
So, I mean, she's holding up pretty good.
Yeah. She looks younger than you, Steve.
I'll tell you what. She does.
She does.
She looks great, and she's doing so well. But when you start getting into stuff like this, her head just spins, and she's like, she throws up her hand. She's like, I'm just not going to do anything. I mean, mm-hmm. She gets so frustrated. So I imagine she is very similar to a lot of other Medicare recipients trying to deal with this stuff. And so if you don't have, just to drive the point home, if you don't have a quality Medicare broker standing up for you, figuring this stuff out for you, representing you and helping you understand, you're going to be in big, big time trouble here.
You are. There could be some really, really nasty surprises come January. Look, I know it's a hassle. I know nobody likes to talk about this. People would rather have a colonoscopy than talk about Medicare. There's actually studies that show that. Maybe a root canal. You know, you don't want to talk about this. It's just a hassle. But I strongly recommend. Medicare tells us every year. They give an estimate of what percentage of people are going to review their coverage. And usually it's around 40%. Medicare is telling us this year it's going to be 7 out of 10 or 70% of the people are going to be reviewing their coverage. And I think 100% of the people should. If you're taking prescription drugs, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, or if you're on a Medicare supplement, because we're seeing the rates go up pretty considerably on Medicare supplement, it's time to do a review, especially of your drug plan coverage. There are dramatic, dramatic changes because of the Inflation Reduction Act, and this is being changed. It seems very simple until you get into the depths of it and just how complex mm-hmm. it is, because if you're going to have a $2,000 maximum out of pocket, is that really maximum out of your pocket, or are there multiple pockets involved? And because of that, prescription drug coverage plans are going up in price in terms of premium, and tier levels are changing all over the place.
Well, and just like you do with my mom, you look at the formulary for each particular plan. You have her medications plugged into your software, and you're like, you know what, this plan is not covering everything this year, or it does. But you go through that very thoroughly, and you're such a pro, and you're so helpful. But so what you're saying is that you have some options, but you have to schedule the appointment to have the review to learn about these options.
Yes, absolutely. And now's the time to schedule that. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you're working with another broker, we're not trying to steal anybody's business, but if you can't get a hold of your broker's out mowing lawns this time of year, give us a call. We're in business every day of the year to help our clients, help our people who in our community who are on Medicare, and let's set up a review time to go over your drugs, over your doctors, and make sure you have the coverage that is most appropriate. I never say best, because to say something is best means I know the future, and I don't.
Yeah.
But I can say something's most appropriate for you at this stage of your life.
All right. Yep, that sounds good. So, and you were mentioning, you know, off mic that in your 23 years of helping people with Medicare, you just haven't seen as much potential upheaval and changes as you are right now. I mean, that's how wild this is right now.
It is really, really wild.
We're not overhyping this, and we're not trying to scare people into action. We're just telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's really not a hype thing. Medicare, the Biden administration announced 2 years ago they were going to start cutting the reimbursement rates to the Medicare Advantage companies over a three-year period. The most dramatic year is the second year. That happens to be this year. So the Medicare Advantage companies are not getting as much money from the government. We now have the cost sharing or the out-of-pocket maximum on drug coverage. There's so many changes from the top down that it's going to affect the street-level person who is on Medicare. It's really the best time to do a review, and that time is coming up.
And that time is right now. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, you had mentioned that your appointment book, it's already filling up. And we're not even into October. We're in the middle of September.
No, I have several colleagues in the industry around the country telling me their calendars are already full. I've got a couple of friends here in Kansas City that are referring people to us now. We have space on our calendar. We're booking into November, right around Thanksgiving, but we do have some space on our calendar. Now's the time to pick up the phone and call. I mean, we want to help everybody, but once that calendar's full, well, we're not superhuman.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see me in tights and a cape, Steve.
No, that's right. That's right. Reach out to Mark right away. Let's not forget about that Senior Care Live. Question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today, so please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, because the annual election period has nothing at all to do with Medicare supplement policies.
Okay.
Medicare supplement policies are insurance policies that are regulated by the individual state's departments of insurance. Therefore, they're based on a policy year. So you could have a MedSup policy issued in January, so your review time on that would probably be in January. It has nothing to do with the annual election period.
Okay.
So you don't. If you're on a Medicare supplement, what you need to review during the annual election period is your drug coverage.
Ah, okay.
You really should, this year, review your drug coverage.
Yeah, that's the big hot button.
Oh, it is. Really is. I'm nervous about it.
And look at your Medicare Advantage plan and take a look at that because of all those changes, and you may want to change to something else.
Well, you know, I can't legally speak about specific benefits until October 1st, but one of the things I've noticed is up till now, most of the Medicare Advantage plans have had a $0 deductible on their prescription drug coverage.
Yep.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I may have seen a few that now have deductibles on their drug coverage. So, again, you may have been on a Medicare Advantage plan the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years and used to the way everything works and thinks everything's rocking and rolling, doing just fine. And then all of a sudden you show up at the pharmacy in January to pick up your Eliquis and they're going to be, that's going to be $245, please, whatever that is.
It's going to happen. People are just going to be falling, and then they're going to be really mad at the pharmacist, but it's not the pharmacist. You don't shoot the messenger, so to speak.
No, actually, if you really want to get angry, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call your elected people in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Best person to talk to if you're going to college, senator, or congressional representative is ask for their chief of staff.
Okay.
Be kind, be polite. I do this all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So these are people that I go to visit. Be kind, be polite, and just say, hey, look, I just got nailed on my prescription drugs. I had to pay full retail price because of something about the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you fix this?
Yeah.
And if they hear enough from Main Street, they'll get involved and
we'll do something about it.
Yeah. And the Inflation Reduction Act was legislation. It was not bureaucracy giving us rules.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, if the government is paying the companies less money, then guess what? They're going to start reducing the benefits and may mm-hmm. take out some of the perks of these plans. And mm-hmm. ultimately, the cost will go up in the form of premiums or copays or deductibles or whatever the situation is.
So the choices are raise premiums, which from zero, anything above zero is a raised premium.
Yep.
Raise copays and coinsurance or cut benefits.
Yep.
Or is one company, did they cut the agents out?
Or, and that's crazy. Okay.
Well, it was $300 million to the bottom line for that particular company.
Oh, my. Profit over people.
Yeah.
What was it? Money over members?
Margins over members.
Margins over members.
And, you know, let's just do this to our most vulnerable population.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime it's a profit over people situation, it's not good. It's not good for the consumer. So, and every time I hear that, I think of my mom and how it could impact her. So that makes me kind of mad. So, hey, Mark.
Yes.
Enoch, who's there?
Oh, we're going to keep with the theme of the knock-knock jokes. Huh?
Yeah.
I see. Now he's doing a pig Latin. Yeah. Is that politically correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Enoch, Steve, that really wasn't a knock-knock joke, folks. Enoch is one of the wonderful, of the hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of acronyms we have in the wonderful world of Medicare. ANOC stands for the Annual Notification of Change. And if you are receiving benefits from a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D prescription drug plan, you are going to receive an ANOC packet in the last week of September. Now, Steve, this may shock you, but people in the Medicare population have a tendency to not really pay a lot of attention to their mail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm retired. I don't care about the mail.
Yeah.
The poor letter carrier brings all that mail, and you just look at it and go, I don't care, and I throw it away.
That's another Medicare something. And
yeah.
I'll just
yeah. Throw it away. And you get enough of that. So you're going to look, it's going to be a big packet, pretty sizable. And what's going to be in this information is going to be a booklet and maybe some loose sheets of paper. And it's going to talk to you about your new plan premium, any costs for services that have been added, any formulary changes. Maybe your levothyroxine has gone from a tier 2 to a tier 3. I've seen that a little bit.
Hmm.
It's only a drug that's been around since the 1960s.
That's crazy to move it to 3. It's crazy to have that at 2. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you have to be a savvy healthcare shopper these days. It'll tell you about any benefits or ancillary benefits and services. Maybe your plan, your Medicare Advantage plan, had $1,500 worth of dental benefit, and maybe it's going to reduce to $750. It'll talk about plan service areas, and most importantly, or at least as important, is provider networks, because we're seeing some of, especially on the HMOs, the provider networks are shrinking a little bit.
Well, and like you said, just previously, a few minutes ago, some of these plans are not dealing with certain hospitals, mm-hmm. and that's some shrinkage right there.
Yeah. It is, and I think, and I talk to seniors all the time. I'm a couple of years away from being on Medicare. I want as much latitude to choose my health care as possible. If I have some odd disease and I want to go to the Mayo Clinic, I don't want to be told no, you can't go because we're not in your plan's network.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that. So it's something to look into. Those ANOC packets, they get mailed. The rules are they have to be mailed during the last week of September. They really want them to hit your mailbox the last week of September.
Okay.
So you have time to read it before October 1st. And all the Medicare Advantage and Part D insurers will mail these packets. Most of the ones I see, Steve, come in a clear bag that's sealed, and it just says your Medicare benefits information is enclosed. And some of them come in envelopes that you can't see through, but be on the lookout for that. And
a clear bag, that's kind of weird.
I think it's cheap.
I got you. I'm like, oh, clear. Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, yeah.
Well, it's not like they put personal information in there.
Yeah.
But they are plan specific, so you may get one if you're on company A and your neighbor Mildred is on company Z. Mildred's going to get a totally different one than you are. It's plan specific.
Mm-hmm.
But it's look at those. Do not. And you can see on our little notes here, folks, if we had like cameras here, you could see I put it in all caps. Do not ignore the ANOC packet. This year, it's going to be one of those important things you get in the mail. It's more important than the Christmas card.
Well, yeah. And I as you as you were going through that information, I was sitting here thinking, you know, isn't that interesting that some of them are in the see-through package? But actually, if it's a see-through package and it's talking about your Medicare, maybe you would open that because you could see it.
Right.
So that's not a bad idea. I guess I retract my statement of that's weird. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I encourage you to check your mail and look for this. If it's big and it's heavy, it's something you want to pay attention to. It's not going to be a pamphlet. It's not going to be in a regular number 10 envelope. It's going to be pretty sizable. Okay, so look at that, and then read through the booklet and all those loose pages to see how your plan is changing. They're really well laid out. For something the government regulates, I have to give them some kudos there. They're very, very well laid out and convenient. It goes benefit by benefit.
All right. He is Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Reach out to Mark at 816-399-4871 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I'll tell you what, Mark's calendar is already filling up. They're already into November, and that's we're in the middle of September, folks. So reach out to Mark right away. Schedule your Medicare review. Do not skip out. Do not miss the ANOC package, and we're going to have some other really important information coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday, Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I got to learn about how me as a student athlete, I need my confidence, especially when I want to get into a business industry, especially being like a lead. You need that confidence to be able to express yourself.
What sport do you play? What's your role on the team?
I play soccer. I'm not a captain, but I serve almost like a captain, and I'm leading my team a lot and making beneficial decisions, score goals, and also on defense.
So, Craig, you know, you've had a lot of experience in sports. What are you picking up about Maxwell's personality traits?
Yeah, I mean, Maxwell seems like a bright, energetic young man. That's the type of energy that we look for here at Mobile Lion.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And back to my friend Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Mark, we're talking about all these ANOC reviews, and I understand that you're having some plan-specific meetings at your local office.
We are. For our Kansas City listeners, Steve, we are hosting several ANOC meetings in our office. That's during the first 2 weeks of October. They are plan specific. So if you happen to be on a United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plan, you're more than welcome to call and get on that. We're limited to about 20, 22 people per session. So we're having several throughout several days. You can just give us a call at 816-399-4871 or fill out that little form at lifewithmedicare.com and we will get a hold of you and get you registered for one of those. We're also going to do fun stuff like door prizes and drawings. And
yeah,
there will be a couple of tubs of cheese balls there for door prizes.
Okay.
Steve wants to come to that now.
I love that.
But do not wear that white shirt.
No, because I'll get it stained. So,
yeah.
Okay, so the annual election period is upon us. And if our listeners don't get anything else out of this program, I really want to drive home the point of when is the annual election period? Because this is the opportunity to review and potentially change your Part D and understand all of that.
It is not the same as open enrollment, but because all of us came out of corporate America before we retired, we're used to open enrollment. That's not what this is. Annual election period is divided into two segments. One is the pre-AEP, your pre-annual election period. That starts October 1st and lasts through October 14th. And that's a time when agents and brokers can discuss plan-specific benefits, but they cannot process an enrollment application. If they do, they can lose their license.
Hmm.
Okay? And that's also when the new plan information will be live at Medicare.gov. I'll put my own caveat in there. Maybe. They might meet that time deadline.
Yep.
But there have been times in the past, maybe every year, that they don't quite make it that way.
The government doesn't meet their own self-imposed deadline?
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
I know. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Be sure and vote.
I'm stunned.
Yeah. You're stunned. Yeah. Case of trout mouth over here. He's just hanging his mouth wide open.
Yeah.
But that's the time that you can have conversations. That's why we're doing their ANOC meetings during that time. We can talk about it, but we're not going to ask anybody to enroll in anything. Now, October 15th is witching season.
That's it.
That's open season on seniors. Well, some people in my business treat it that way.
Yeah.
We don't.
Right.
October 15th through December 7th, and yes, they use December 7th for the specific reason that people remember that day.
Yep.
Agents and brokers can conduct education and reviews and process enrollment applications. The cool thing is, Steve, let's say October 15th, you signed up for something and you started thinking about it and said, maybe that wasn't the right choice for me. You know, you can do as many applications during the annual election period as you want to. And the rule is the last one in at the close of business
December 7th is the one that wins.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't encourage you to change a bunch, but sometimes people call us and go, you know, I'm just not comfortable with my decision. Can we look at that again?
Yeah.
So you have options there. Now, one of the important things to do, folks, is last year it was 95,000 television commercials a day, every day throughout the country.
I think I saw most of them, actually. Yeah. I was just so sick. You talk about open season on seniors. That's it. I think some of these commercials, to me, feel disingenuous, and frankly, some of them I think are borderline predatory. And just in my opinion,
I agree. That's why we get new rules every year that they're not doing a good job of targeting those people. They target people who do what I do, but that's okay. We will still keep up because we love our clients and we love people on Medicare. But ignore the TV commercials. Look, if you need to call and say, hey, what about that grocery card? We'll be glad to talk to you about it and explain to you that if you're on Medicaid, that's a really cool deal, but you're probably not on Medicaid. Ignore those. You're going to get all kinds of postcards. Put those in a bin. Save them to put down on your lawn or your flower beds to keep weeds at bay. That's what I do with mine.
Yep. Put them in your bird cage.
Yeah. That's a really good place to put them. I like that one. Ignore all that stuff because really you want to work with somebody local. Work with a full service broker. Now there are people out there. I have friends that work for specific insurance companies. They're nice people, but they have one thing to offer.
And
one
that's
thing.
It.
Yeah, it's one size
it's,
fits
it's
all.
The best thing that ever happened, and I don't, nothing against them, but I don't like that because it's not a one size fit all. It's not the best thing for every single person you talk to. It's just not.
Right. You and I had a conversation the other day about one of my clients looking for your services, and what we talked about was, I said, they're interested in this particular place, and you said, well, I know this about this place, but I know this, this, and this about these places, and immediately the conversation broadened. It's the same thing in Medicare. Yeah. If there's 33 plans available in your zip code, let's look at the ones that are most appropriate and make a decision. Let's just decide because we like green better than blue. We're going to go with the green plan.
Yeah.
So again, full service broker, ask that question. How many companies do we're required by law to tell you that at the beginning of the conversation? But ask how many companies do you represent? How many plans do you have available? Here's a critical question, Steve. If you're encountering a new broker, ask them what they do when it's not the annual election period.
Mm.
There are a lot of people in this business that work for 7 weeks out of the year, and then they go mow lawns, or they screw light bulbs in, or do handyman work, or whatever that is. What happens if it's March or April, and you desperately need to talk to somebody, and they're telling you, oh, call the number on the back of your card? Well, we speak Medicare, so you don't have to. That's why we exist. So ask that question. What do you do when you're not doing Medicare? And if they say, well, I do other things like mow lawns, you might want to think twice.
Yep. And again, nothing against that person, but I want to go where I'm going to have someone representing me shopping all of the different plans to figure out which one, because there is never a one-size-fits-all. And so that's what I want for myself. And I appreciate customer service. How about that? I don't want to call some offshores. I don't want to talk to someone who, and this sounds really bad, but can't understand what I'm trying to explain to them, and it just drives me crazy. And they have no vested interest in you. They don't know you. They don't know your situation. Work with a Medicare broker like Mark Squires. You will not be sorry. You will actually, you will thank me later on that. So, Mark, what if you turn 65 after January the 1st of 2025?
The universal consciousness of Medicare is what we call it. These people hear Medicare, woo, like the lemonade guy at the ballpark.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, you know what, I'm going to go on Medicare next year. I probably better call and get something going with that. Well, if you're turning 65 in January of the year, any year, you probably want to talk to somebody during the annual election period. But after that, you got lots of time, and you don't need to worry about doing it during the annual election period. It has nothing to do with it. It all has to do with when you turn 65.
And so what happens? So let's say you turn 65 on April the 1st. Okay. Or it doesn't matter. Whatever the date is, isn't there a kind of a window before and after that you can look into this?
3 months prior, the month of, and 3 months after.
Okay.
So if you're going to turn 65 in April, January would be a great time to reach out to us. Call us in November if you want, and we'll still schedule you for January.
Yeah.
But that's a great time to reach out to us. We can explain to you how to sign up for Medicare. First of all, we can explain whether you need to or not, because there's a lot of misinformation and rumors in the world of Medicare. If you're working for an employer that has more than 20 employees and you're not going to quit working at age 65, you probably don't want to sign up for Medicare. If you're participating in a health savings account, you probably don't want to sign up for Medicare. And people will say, oh, I heard if you don't enroll when you're supposed to, you're going to pay a big penalty. It depends.
we know those rules, and I'm the old guy. I know the exceptions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good to have an old guy on your team. So really, if you're turning 65 in 2025, you don't need to worry about this annual election period thing. You can actually enjoy the holidays and just ignore Medicare.
Yep.
You know, my wife is going to be turning 65 in 2025, and I'm just enjoying all the telephone calls and all the postcards and all the mailers. And the other day she did hand the phone to me, and there was a telemarketer talking about Medicare.
Yeah.
That was a long call, especially for that guy, because I had him way deep in the weeds of Medicare.
Oh, my gosh. So,
and he finally hung up on me, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. He did not appreciate that call.
But the cool thing is, Steve, you can call us with questions. And if you do a review or you do an education with us and you have a question 2 days later, call us. We're not going to say, well, we're not going to answer the question. We already answered that. I'm working on a whole new video about Medicare. I'm changing the way we do it, and I'm going to release it next year. It's going to look like a documentary. It's going to be kind of – I hope it's going to be interesting to watch.
Okay.
My agents are salary-based, Steve. They're not pushing to make a sale so they can make their mortgage payment. They're, you know, we do get paid commission, but the agency gets paid commission, and I treat my people very, very well because I like it when they show up for work.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, we don't charge to answer questions. You've referred a number of people to us just with simple questions.
Yep.
They don't necessarily become clients, but we treated the people in our community the right way. And that's one of our core values, is to better our community. As a scout leader, I taught my scouts, always leave nature in better shape than you found it. The same rule should apply even more to people. Always leave people in better shape than you found them.
And especially our seniors.
Yes, absolutely.
They deserve that. They expect that. And frankly, and we're talking about some of this predatory commercials and sales approaches. They don't deserve that. I hate seeing that stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I refer everyone to you. Mark Swire is the Medicare Whisperer. I just referred one of my clients to the other day, and she's very happy, and she's going to come in and switch her mom. She's moving from out of state and get on the best plan so that her mom can maximize her rehabilitation that she desperately needs here locally once she gets here to Kansas City. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for taking good care of her. And if you have questions for Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, here's the phone number anywhere in the country. Call this phone number, 816-399-4871. You can also go online at lifewithmedicare.com. And coming up, we will have an important consumer alert.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with a baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And again, today we're visiting with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer anywhere in the country. Mark serves clients in almost every state. Is that right? Almost every state?
Almost every state.
Yeah, just about every state. And so here's the phone number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. You could also visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. On Facebook, if you want to just look up the Medicare Whisperer, you can find him there and follow the page, like the page, and get a lot of good information there. And again, some of the stuff that we covered today, this isn't a scare tactic, right? We'll leave that up to the commercials and some of this predatory, I almost swore, garbage that I see on the television in tens of thousands of commercials per day. That is just insane. Okay, we are trying to educate you, and now is the time to schedule your annual election period review of your plan, particularly Part D, and it's going to be more important this year than ever before. So with that, let's get into this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So, Mark, obviously we have a consumer alert.
We need to be very alert. It seems like there's never an end to the supply of scams that we could talk about. But this is the one I've heard about in the last month. Scammers?
You have one just about every month. I mean, these things, they never stop.
They never stop.
Oh, okay.
Never. So there are evil people in the world. So the scammers now have taken to calling people on Medicare
and they're telling them they are from Medicare and that this person needs to pay their provider's bill or they will have their Medicare shut off permanently.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they demand payment by either bank draft or gift card. They want them to go to, like, the drugstore and pick up an Amazon gift card. And no, come on, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first
gosh.
Of all, let's start with this. Nobody can shut off your Medicare.
Yeah.
Now, you can be disenrolled if you don't pay your Part B premium.
Yep.
But you always have an opportunity to reapply for the Part B within Medicare guidelines. But nobody can shut off your Medicare permanently. The best thing you can do is set up your account at Medicare.gov. Now, hear me, people. It's Medicare.gov, not Medicare.com. Medicare.com is a lead-generating site.
I was going to say, that sounds very marketing-ish.
It is very marketing-ish. But Medicare.gov, because they are a government entity, set up your account there. And there's actually a section in there, we used to call it the blue button, where you can see the claims that are coming in on your behalf, and they're almost live. They're usually within 72 hours of being live.
Okay.
So if you got somebody calling you going,
that's pretty good for the government.
It really, really is.
I'm impressed with that, actually.
It really doesn't mean they pay that quickly, but they do process
right,
that quickly.
Right, okay.
But, you know, if somebody's calling you saying, well, you know, Dr. Smith says that you didn't pay your bill and they want us to collect it for them, they don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not their job. And really, they would screw it up if they did.
Yep.
So set up your account at Medicare.gov. Know what's being billed. And you can watch the claims on that portal. And you can search for different claims. Most importantly, if somebody calls you up and says they're from the government, they're trying to collect, first of all, ask them for a callback number where mm-hmm. you can call them. Record whatever number they gave you. Call us or call Medicare and tattle on them.
Yep.
You know, we were taught as kids, don't be a tattletale. Well, now you need to be a tattletale.
Tattle it, yeah.
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 Yeah, don't fall victim to it because, look, Medicare is not going to call you to collect a bill for a medical provider. They're just not going to do it.
Yep. Yep, that's just unbelievable. So, and it's not too early to call right now. It's the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the annual election period is in about a month, but it's not too soon to call to schedule that appointment.
No, call now. I hate to sound like that carpet guy or that. What's that carpet guy? He's a siding guy on TV.
Call now.
You know, we're not trying to be cheesy with it. We might as well have some fun with it, but we're not. Steve's right. We're not trying to scare anybody. But look, if you were standing in the street and there was a bus coming, I would yell as loud as I could for you to get out of the way, and I'd probably come try to tackle you and get you out of the way of the bus.
Yep.
There's a bus coming, folks, and it's Medicare, and it's annual election period, and I really, really, really want to help you. I have a team of people that are waiting to help you. We are not a one-man shop. We're not a one-horse operation. We don't work out of the trunk of our car. We really are a legitimate business, and we would love to help you, but when we're out of time, we're out of time, and we can't make more time, and it takes a while to get somebody credentialed to be in the Medicare business. We can't really hire people at the last minute.
Yep. It's not like the tax season when you can sign up and take a class and have your software, and all of a sudden you're a tax expert. It doesn't work that way in Medicare.
No. It doesn't work that way in taxes either, but that's
right.
That's for Peter to talk about.
A
mutual friend of ours, folks. But, you know, again, give us a call, 816-399-4871. Any one of the team there can get you on the calendar. You know, you may not be meeting with me. That's okay. There are much better looking people in my office.
And I'm sure that all of the folks in your office, I mean, you give them a lot of time off, and they're there during normal business hours, but I think you expand your business hours quite a bit during the annual election period.
Oh, we do. We have to be available when the people are there. So we do expand the hours. You can give the office a call, 816-399-4871, during normal business hours. And they can get you set up for your appointment. They can walk you through the whole process. There's a couple of documents that the federal government says we have to have on file before we can talk to you. And we'll make it as easy as possible. As a friend of mine says, easy as falling off a log backwards and not half as painful.
there we go. So
he's from Oklahoma.
There we go. Well, so don't fall for these scams. Mark has a new scam pretty much every single time he's on.
Not my scams, Steve. They're ones I research a lot.
Right. Yeah. So like the latest scam of the week is, you know, you need to pay your provider bill. They're going to shut off your Medicare permanently. Don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, we'll take my mom into your office,
mm-hmm.
and we'll look at our, you know, the plan N, and you always look at some other providers of that, and then but the big one this year is Part D. I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
No. I hate to sound like we're a broken record here, but Part D is just undergoing massive changes, and so is the entire Medicare Advantage world. And just schedule a review. It's not going to hurt you. And you know how much we charge for those, right, Steve?
How much?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I've never sent a bill to you for meeting with your mom.
Nope.
And it's not because we're friends.
And you spend a lot of time with her. I'll tell you what. Let me just brag about you, and you're going to turn red a little bit. But you know, we go into Mark's office, and Mark is just very cordial. He's so nice to my mom. She just loves him to pieces. And we do a review of her medications. He loads it all into a piece of software, and then to make sure that the formulary that we're looking at for the particular Part D plan covers all of her medicines in the most advantageous way for my mom. He's not placing commissions first and all that kind of stuff. He is truly looking.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is safe tonight after yet another apparent assassination attempt, this time on his golf course in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on this developing story.
The former president was uninjured after a man was found with a weapon near his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. The suspected gunman was later taken into custody. In a statement, the FBI said the incident appears to be an attempted assassination. The Palm Beach County Sheriff said U.S. Secret Service agents fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope into the club as Trump was on the course. He said the gunman was about 400 to 500 yards away from Trump and hiding in shrubbery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Again, the former president is safe tonight, and no injuries were reported in today's incident, but officials say the man was apprehended after fleeing in an SUV. He's identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder said on WPTV, when the shooting suspect's vehicle was spotted on I-95 just north of Palm Beach County, his deputies boxed it in, but that caused someone else to crash.
We had to stop all traffic. We had to clear that vehicle using our bomb detection dog. We actually asked St. Louis County Sheriff's Office. They came down here. Florida Highway Patrol, under the direction of Governor DeSantis, moved in, took over traffic. But unfortunately, before we could get everything stabilized, there was a very serious accident.
Also at townhall.com, a missile fired by Yemen and Iran-backed rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel and triggered air raid sirens at an international airport, the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. Israel hinted it would respond militarily to the missile launch. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Former President Trump is adding another layer of complication to the government funding fight as Speaker Mike Johnson plots his next step to address the looming shutdown deadline. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details.
Trump for months has called on Republicans to pair a bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote with a stopgap measure to keep the government open past September 30th. The speaker attempted to bring up a bill pairing that policy measure with a six-month funding extension this week, only to be stopped in his tracks by a wall of GOP opposition that crossed ideological lines. As a result, Johnson punted the schedule vote Wednesday. As Republican opposition to the stopgap grew this week, Trump chimed in to up the ante on his request and threatened a government shutdown. Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "If Republicans in the House and Senate don't get absolute assurance on election security, they should in no way, shape, or form go forward with a continuing resolution on the budget." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Correspondent Karen Tomas reports on flooding that has swept over most of Central Europe.
Several Central European nations are struggling from severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. Torrential rain in Austria has caused the Vine River to flood basements and entire houses on the outskirts of Vienna. Authorities evacuated several houses as the river, which is usually little more than a small creek, burst its banks in western Vienna. Local resident Isabella Schuster was lucky not to be evacuated, but she said the water in her basement reached to the hips. So far, the floods have claimed five lives in Romania, one each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people who were swept away by waters were missing, according to the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll always find more on these stories, full analysis, and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's another week. We've got lots more health information in store for you. And, you know, I love to learn. I'm a lifelong learner. That's why I went into the field of medicine, knowing that advances proceed apace from year to year, from decade to decade. There's all kinds of new stuff to learn, and I signed up for that. And I enjoy learning about new things, as likely you do also. And that's what this program is about. It's about learning while having a good time. And we're going to share some vital health information with you during the next hour or two. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the act, even if you can't call during the program, you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365. And we will record your question, and that will be grist for the mill for a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We have several great recorded questions we're going to tackle today. And we've got some interesting stories. We're going to talk about the consequences of peeing
in the pool. Do you, come on, fess up. Have you ever peed in a pool or a hot tub? Well, we're going to talk about some of the potential adverse health consequences associated with that seemingly innocuous practice. Also, we're going to talk about the relationship between the use of cell phones and brain cancer. I just did a podcast on that subject. And we've got lots more to talk about this weekend, plus your phone calls. Okay, let's start with a little bit of a follow-up to a story that I did last week. If you are a regular listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that I featured an article which has a fancy name, The Association of a Low Inflammatory Diet with the Trajectory of Multimorbidity. Multimorbidity is a fancy word for getting sick in any number of ways. Multimorbidity. And in this particular study, big study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they looked at a large number of individuals, over 100,000 chronic disease-free participants, and they followed them up for an average of 10 years. And they looked at whether they were on an anti-inflammatory diet or a pro-inflammatory diet. And here's what they found. They found that there was a reduced progression to chronic disease among these users of an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, I said, great, anti-inflammatory diet, rich in polyphenols, kind of like a natural Mediterranean diet, free of adulterants and chemicals, low glycemic index, not a lot of sugar, not a lot of additives, and basically a lot of fresh food. But in compiling what is called the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index, on which the study was based, they include refined carbohydrates, such as white bread and pastries, French fries and other fried foods, which constitute a large part, unfortunately, of our diets when we eat out, soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages, margarine, shortening, and lard, but also red meat, burgers and steaks and processed meat, hot dogs and sausage. And so I said, I'm fine with this, but I have some problems with their inclusion of red meat, whether processed or unprocessed. I'm not sure if indeed it is truly pro-inflammatory. So in an upcoming article for our newsletter, by the way, if you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, our Intelligent Medicine newsletter, please do so, because you'll get a lot of great information in your inbox, including my upcoming article on this subject. I took issue with one of the premises of the study, that red meat was included among foods designated pro-inflammatory. So I did a little digging. I mean, I just teed off on that. I just said, I don't believe this. I'm from Missouri. I am not convinced. And so I did a little digging, and I compiled my impressions on this in an upcoming newsletter article. And look, there's no question, you can do yourself in with too much red meat. After all, that was the premise of Supersize Me, because Morgan Spurlock undertook an experiment where he crammed himself with Big Macs, and he got really sick. He developed liver inflammation. He gained a lot of weight. He was on death's door. His doctor advised him that he should stop immediately because he was courting very serious health dangers. But that diet also included high levels of French fries, soda, and sugar-laden milkshakes. And sure, that's going to be pro-inflammatory. Any overabundance of calories, especially in the setting of a sedentary lifestyle, promotes obesity, and obesity per se is pro-inflammatory. And that's where the science gets mixed up. So I looked at studies on this very subject to answer this question, is red meat pro-inflammatory? And in an article entitled BMI, Not Red Meat, may directly contribute to inflammation, they buttress my conclusion. They point out, and I'm quoting, previous speculation suggests that eating red meat leads to higher levels of inflammation and thus contributes to increased risk for cardiovascular disease. A recent study's evidence, however, indicates that red meat consumption is not associated with inflammation, and instead this link has more to do with body mass index. In other words, a lot of meat eaters are basically supersizing themselves. They eat a lot of meat, but they eat a lot of other stuff along with their meat. So studies say red meat is bad, but red meat is simply an accompaniment of a not very good diet. And so there are a bunch of studies that suggest this. A test case of this would be what happens when you go on a ketogenic diet. Ketogenic diet has a lot of meat. It has a lot of saturated fat. That's also been implicated as a cause of inflammation. Well, what happens when you go on a ketogenic diet? It turns out that when you go on a ketogenic diet, according to a recent review entitled The Effect of a Ketogenic Diet on Inflammation-Related Markers, here's the verdict. Adherence to a ketogenic diet appears to improve some markers associated with inflammation, including TNF-alpha and IL-6. Those are indicators of inflammation, along with something called C-reactive protein, sometimes an even more precise measure, highly sensitive C-reactive protein. And so what about saturated fat? Well, big study. It's a Framingham offspring study begun in 1971, one of the world's longest observational studies. Here's what they found in this U.S. community-based cohort of men and women. We found no evidence to support an adverse relationship with any type of dietary fat, including saturated fat, and several cardiometabolic risk factors, including lipids, adiposity, glucose, and inflammation. And dietary fat even seemed to confer a slight protective effect. So all this distracts us from the real culprits, sugar and refined carbohydrates. And in a recent study of premenopausal women who were overweight or obese, researchers concluded, and I'm quoting, our findings illustrated that high carbohydrate intake was associated with a high level of inflammatory state, while fat intake did not have any statistically significant relationship with inflammatory markers. So I'm thinking, yeah, the purveyors of lists of anti-inflammatory foods that include red meat evidently have some catching up to do with the science, okay? I mean, look, I personally consume a fair amount of red meat, but I also am judicious when it comes to carbohydrate calories. Don't consume a lot of, hardly any flour products or sugar. And the red meat I consume, mostly organic, has a better omega-3 to omega-6 ratio because you are what you eat eats. If animals eat regular pasture instead of corn-fed feeds, they're going to have a better fat composition in their meat. 877-726-8255. Remember, you can read all about it in an upcoming newsletter article. Please subscribe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Reinvest in your wellness goals this September with savings on supplements. September 17th and 18th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online Fools Group supplement dispensary. September 17th and 18th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Connectivity program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon home internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at verizon.com/verizonforward.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. 877-726-8255 is the number to call with questions. You can record a question, and I'll answer it, as I'm about to do with this next one. Let's hear it.
I have a question regarding thyroid. My first question about it is that I read in a magazine that it said that for an optimal level of the TSH, your thyroid should be just a little below 2.0. And I had a blood test a couple weeks ago, and mine showed that my TSH level was 0.91. So I was very concerned that was mine was too low, but my doctor said no, that it is in a, you know, it's a, in a positive range, so not to do anything. My second question was about the second article I read about it. It said that if you're taking medication for thyroid, not to take no iron supplement, no magnesium supplement, and no zinc supplement. And I wondered if there is any truth to that, and if there is such a thing as an optimal TSH level for thyroid. So I would appreciate it if you would be able to answer those questions for me. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, let's talk about TSH. It stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And we use TSH as a measure of whether your thyroid is functioning adequately. Now, let me just say that that is not the end-all and be-all of thyroid wellness. And there are normal ranges of TSH. That I sometimes, even when someone has a borderline TSH and they have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, I will sometimes undertake a trial of treatment. The patients feel better, and there's no danger if we carefully monitor their blood tests. And some patients who've been doing this for decades after I identified a borderline thyroid problem are very grateful that I made that intervention. Okay, so what is TSH? Well, TSH is what's called a reflex test. In other words, the higher it is, the lower your thyroid is. Now, why might that be? Okay, so let's think of an analogy. Let's say you've got a thermostat in your room, and it's a cold winter, and your radiator is cranking out heat, but it's not enough, okay? And so you put in a space heater to augment the output of your radiator. And that's a little bit like when you take out outside thyroid. What that's going to do is it's going to give a signal to the thermostat, which in humans is in their pituitary. And the signal to pump out more from the radiator is going to go down. Okay, and that's why TSH goes down when you take outside thyroid or when your thyroid is in overdrive. Okay, so a symptom of too much thyroid or a symptom of Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, is a very low TSH, maybe 0.1, like really low or almost undetectably low. So actually, I'm more worried about a high TSH, a TSH of, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. That would indicate the potential for hypothyroidism. So I'm not concerned about 0.91. That's perfectly fine. And your doctor is right. And here's one of the reasons, you can lift your blood tests. I'm very happy about the era in which patients can participate. We share test results with patients. But if you try to interpret your own blood tests, sometimes you get into trouble. You have unnecessary apprehension. And it has to be interpreted by a health professional to put it into context for you. Okay? So now, when it comes to interferences with thyroid medication, if say you take your thyroid medication in the morning, it's suggested that you take your thyroid medication on an empty stomach. I often advise patients to put the thyroid medication on the night table, and when they wake up, have a glass of water, they take your thyroid medication, and then sometimes, you kind of lie there for a while, or maybe you pick up your tablet and read the news, and only then, after an hour or so, you eat, because foods and many supplements can interfere with thyroid. Now, that does not mean that you can't take those supplements at another time of the day. It's not a great idea to take, for example, a lot of calcium right at the time, to swallow a bunch of vitamins along with your thyroid. So take the thyroid alone, but don't worry about taking these beneficial nutrients like zinc, magnesium, or iron, but simply at another time of the day. Wait for, an hour and a half or a couple of hours, and then it's fine to take them or take them later in the day. Not a problem. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's an interesting story. The Vitamin Shop, which promotes a lot of male enhancement products, testosterone-boosting products, they're going to get into the business of selling testosterone. Yeah, it's true. We'll find out all about it in a moment. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. The Jetson One, billed as a safe and fun personal electric aerial vehicle. That's right, aerial vehicle, a flying car that looks like a Formula One vehicle, but with propellers instead of wheels. It's kind of like a big drone, and you don't need a runway to take off and land. Ricard Stiber is from Jetson, makers of the Jetson One.
That is absolutely correct. So you can imagine that kind of drone that you have in front of you, and you have one lever on your left hand, which kind of you pull it back, and you fly up, and then the joystick in your other hand is kind of you point where you want to go. So it's super easy to fly. You don't need a runway. You don't need a pilot license. And actually, you know, if you were let go in midair, the controls, it will just stop and self-hover like a colibri. And if there's a wind gust coming, you know, the vehicle automatically self-stabilizes so that you're fixed in the air, so to speak.
Check out the Jetson One at Jetson.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
The Ready Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that's a place where you can call in during the program or you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls a little later on during this hour or next. And you know the expression, if you can't beat them, join them? Well, Weight Watchers kind of did that recently because after many years of telling people that it was simply was a matter of willpower and adhering to their strict diet guidelines and providing them with support and even packaged foods, they gave up the ghost and said, hey, we're going to prescribe weight loss drugs like Wegovy. And that is with the full backing and enthusiastic support of Oprah Winfrey, who is a big stockholder in Weight Watchers. And it's an acknowledgement that these are here to stay, right? Well, the Vitamin Shop has taken a similar approach when it comes to testosterone replacement. You know, a lot of people take supplements and order them from places like Vitamin Shop, but a big segment of their business is with especially young men who buy protein powders and testosterone boosters and things to improve their athletic performance, and then they're the middle-aged guys who feel kind of saggy, so they're taking all manner of things that purport to raise testosterone. But most of these things don't really work that well, because if they did, they would have to be prescribed because testosterone comes with risks. Its use needs to be monitored by a health professional. So the Vitamin Shop has now added testosterone replacement via a telehealth service as part of its spectrum of offerings. Says here, nutritional product retailer, The Vitamin Shop, is expanding its whole health RX telehealth platform with the addition of prescription testosterone replacement therapy. They're partnering with a company called Marius Pharmaceuticals. They now provide access to something called Kysatrex, which are capsules of testosterone undecanoate, a medication developed for men with low or no testosterone stemming from certain medical conditions. Now, this is kind of interesting because they believe that this will capture more market. It'll also help them sell more things associated with testosterone and anabolic therapy, like protein powders, anti-inflammatory things designed to repair muscles and to help exercisers recover from delayed onset muscle pain. And so it's kind of an interesting synergy that they're undertaking here. They say that testosterone deficiency and metabolic disease can contribute to fatigue, decreased bone density, weight gain, difficulty sleeping, low sex drive, depression, lower muscle mass, and anxiety. And I would also add poor blood sugar control. And so I'm a fan of testosterone therapy. But, you know, I kind of wonder about this because here are the precautions on Kysatrex, which is kind of an innovative thing. It's testosterone undecanoate, which really in the past had to be injected. You had to inject it because if you take it orally, it can harm the liver. Okay, it's got bad side effects. So you have to inject it so it goes directly in the bloodstream. Well, they figured out a way to put it in a capsule so that it bypasses the liver. And it is said to, and it was recently approved by the FDA a couple of years ago. And it is now available as a pill, a testosterone pill, which is more convenient than testosterone injections or patches or creams or pellets, previous ways of giving men testosterone. But I'm reading about the precautions on this, and that concerns me. It says you should not be treated with Kysotrex if you have prostate cancer, male breast cancer, or low testosterone levels due to getting older. Well, you got to monitor men to see if their PSA is going up or maybe do examinations on their prostate if they're taking testosterone. I always did when I was prescribing testosterone. But also, I'm just wondering how many men using Vitamin Shoppe's telehealth are simply getting testosterone because they're getting older. I mean, how are they going to draw the line on that? It says Kysotrex should not be used to enhance athletic performance. But implicit in the Vitamin Shoppe's pitch is that it can enhance your athletic performance. And there's a lot of muscle heads who take supplements, big vats of protein and creatine and things like that, who would love to take a little testosterone to get big muscles. Because that's what testosterone does. It's anabolic. So, again, it says you should not take Kysotrex if you're allergic to testosterone, if you have low testosterone levels due to getting older. Well, who doesn't? Because it is a hallmark of getting older. Of course, if you have prostate cancer or if you have male breast cancer, that wouldn't be a good idea. So I'm wondering just how they're going to monitor the safety of all those guys, especially younger men. You know, maybe their testosterone's actually pretty good, and they're going to be taking more testosterone on top of their pretty adequate testosterone. Where do they draw the line on whether someone should be getting their testosterone pills? It sounds like a bit of a shaky premise for essentially a supplement company to sell testosterone online, even though, you know, they're going to have health professionals. You go through like a questionnaire and then you talk to a health professional and they say, are you eligible? Is it safe? I'm wondering if this is a wholesome idea. But hey, it's good for marketing and it's going to juice the sale of all these sports supplements that the Vitamin Shoppe derives a considerable percentage of their income from. 877-726-8255, our number. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this September because, well, we have a sale going on. There'll be savings on supplements September 17th and 18th only. I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary September 17th and 18th. Sorry, no testosterone pills. 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And I'm just going to mention something which is a concern. They did a survey of some of the herbal supplements out there. It's a large survey from the American Botanical Council. They have a program called the Botanical Adulterants Prevention Program. They're a good organization because they are the responsible purveyors of herbal supplements. And they don't want the reputation of herbal supplements to be destroyed by adulterated products that don't deliver, or products that have contaminants within them. And so using high-tech methods, you know, they're using mass spectrum chromatography and various detection methods that are very, very precise. They surveyed 5 popular botanical ingredients, and here's what they found. The worst was ginkgo leaf extract samples. 56.7% of them had adulteration. Coming in second Black cohosh, often used for menopause, 42%. Echinacea, obviously very popular for immunity, 28.5%. And then there was sambucus and turmeric with 17 and 16.5% respectively, according to findings published in Natural Product Reports. And these are among the five botanicals which are among the top-selling herbal supplements in the marketplace. So you got to be careful. What they do note, however, on a positive note, is that products sold as licensed or registered herbal medicines, as the case in many European countries, were all found to be authentic. So the controls are in place, and responsible companies will sample ingredients, test for potency and purity. And so this is one of the reasons why I shop at Fullscript. I've signed up with them to be the way that I get supplements to my patients and listeners. These are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. It's a safe and convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. You can get fast free shipping if you want. You can get refill reminders via text or email. It's very high tech, kind of like shopping on Amazon without the risk that the products there are counterfeit or adulterated, because it's a real Wild West out there. They don't exert the kind of quality control that Fullscript does. They're always stored and shipped correctly, so they haven't been sitting on a shelf. They're not the result of somebody dumpster diving. And you can just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about whether, you know, let's say you're exercising like crazy and you still can't get those washboard abs. So what's the use of all that exercise if you still have body fat? You know, some people do. I mean, they're just not going to lean down no matter how much exercise they do. Is exercise a waste of time? Why bother to exercise if you still have love handles or a little bit of a abdominal overhang? 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Oh. At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, where we can record a question. Let's take one of those calls right now.
Hi. If you can't use the restroom regularly to have a bowel movement, what should you take?
Okay, you know, interesting question there, because this is not just a question about constipation per se. This is about, you know, I don't know what the occupation is of this caller, but there are certain occupations which are really bad for bowel health because, I don't know, say you're a traffic cop or, you know, maybe you're a subway token booth taker, or, you know, even a teacher. And maybe it's hard to get a restroom break when the urge arises. But generally, it's best to, you know, just like with sleep patterns, you know, regular sleep hours, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Similarly, regular timing of meals and regular timing of bowel movements encourages GI health. And so for people who have constipation, I often ask questions like, well, do you allocate a particular time of the day to go to the bathroom? And many people don't. They just say, well, I just kind of wait till I really feel like I need to. And then you actually are not training your GI tract to respond. You know, there's some people for whom, you know, there's certain triggers. You know, it's like you get a copy of the New York Times in your hand and a cup of coffee, and pretty soon, you know, you're going to head for the John. It's actually kind of a conditioned response. And that is to the benefit of regularity. But okay, so let's premise this on that you don't have that opportunity, that it's hard to go to the bathroom. What are some of the things that I prefer to tell people to take? Well, number one, you know, lifestyle. You know, exercise. Exercise absolutely helps to keep the GI tract motility going. So it's part of it is the bouncing. Part of it is the blood flow to the GI tract. That's all good. Also, a healthy diet that is rich in fiber is generally beneficial. But sometimes fiber can backfire. You know, too much fiber can cause people to feel really bloated. And paradoxically, you can have too much fiber and at the same time feel constipated and bloated. So among my favorite remedies for constipation, I like magnesium. And in particular, magnesium citrate, because magnesium citrate is the more laxative kind of magnesium. And so if you have the opposite, if you have urgency or diarrhea, don't take a lot of magnesium because it could be a problem, especially magnesium citrate, which is more laxative than other types. Now, it's not the bad kind of laxative because there are bad laxatives that contain things like Cascara Sagrada. These will make you go, but they will really induce dependency. So I'm kind of concerned about those. And many of the over-the-counter medications, whether prescription or non-prescription, tend to induce dependency. You kind of get a lazy bowel. You depend on these medications to go to the bathroom. The other thing that you may want to unlock the benefits of is kiwi. Just taking a couple of peeled kiwis a day has been shown to relieve constipation. And there are actually kiwi extract products that you can use to get that effect. And it's not like a violent, explosive kind of effect. It's kind of a gentle thing that promotes regular bowel movements. And that's something that you can harness. Okay, yeah, I promised to talk to you about this. Let's say you're exercising like crazy and you can't lose that belly fat. All right, you can't get that washboard abdomen. You look in the mirror and you got the love handles. So it's a waste of time, right? And actually studies show that exercise is not one of the best ways to lose weight. I mean, exercise has benefits in terms of muscle tone, etc. But from a cosmetic standpoint, you want to drop the pounds, you really got to get off the feed bag, right? You can't run away from a bad diet. And for some people, they just reach a plateau no matter how little they eat. Even people on these weight loss medications, they still, you know, have kind of a little bit of a belly. So exercise, it's a waste of time. Here's an interesting study. Long-term exercisers have healthier belly fat. Okay? Researchers wanted to see the effects of years of regular exercise on fat tissue. And so what they did was they looked at comparable people who were overweight. There were overweight people who didn't exercise, and there were people who did exercise. And there are some people, you know, there's some fit people who exercise a ton, and they still have big bellies. Just think of, you know, some NFL linemen. You know, they got like a belly overhang. They weigh 300 pounds. They throw themselves at opposing players like sumo wrestlers, but they're fit. Well, this is what they found. They found that exercisers had structural and biological characteristics in their fat tissue that increased the capacity to store fat there. The non-exercisers did not have these characteristics. Now, you might say, well, that's not good. They're like depots of fat, and so all the extra calories are going to go there. That actually is an adaptation that humans have. Humans have the ability to store fat very, very efficiently. And one of the problems with caloric excess in people who have poor conditioning is that they exhaust their fat depots very quickly, and the fat has nowhere to go. It goes into the bloodstream, it goes into the arteries, it goes in the liver, causing fatty liver, it goes around the heart, and that creates what's called visceral fat, internal fat, which is more dangerous metabolically. So if you got a little bit of a belly overhang, and, you know, it's a little harder and harder to avoid that as you get older, not to worry if you're doing exercise, because the exercise still is beneficial for you. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got more coming up next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the hazards of peeing in the pool or peeing in the hot tub. Are you guilty of doing that? Many people are. 877-726-8255 is our number.
Guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities say former President Donald Trump is safe tonight after an apparent assassination attempt, this time in Florida. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on this developing story.
Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course, where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies.
The suspect's demeanor I would describe as having a relatively calm, flat affect. Was not displaying a lot of emotions, never asked, what is this about?
About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect is being questioned and has been identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Also at townhall.com, funerals have been held in Georgia for a teenager and a teacher killed in a high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmahorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders. His father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
The investigation continues in Massachusetts, where a state police recruit died Friday, one day after he became unresponsive and suffered a medical crisis during a training exercise. Enrique Delgado Garcia was 25. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Another night of torrential rains pounding Central Europe has forced mass evacuations as the death toll has risen Sunday. Several nations already hit by severe flooding as record rainfall has hit the region since Thursday. 5 people have died in Romania, 2 in Austria, 1 more in Poland. Czech police say 4 people who were swept away by floodwaters are still missing. More than 40 people have drowned in a boat accident on a river in northwest Nigeria. Officials say it appears most of the victims were farmers in the region. It's known that 5 people were rescued. The boat carried primarily farmers who used the crossing to sell produce at the markets, and locals say they're often overloaded. At least 8 people have died during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel from northern France Saturday night when authorities spotted a boat in distress. The vessel was carrying dozens of people near a beach. A French rescue ship was deployed to the area and offered medical assistance to 53 migrants on the beach. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. It was a milestone birthday for a very controversial member of the royal family. And British figures say he's not really a part of the family at all. Just depends on who you talk to. Karen Chamas reports on King Charles' youngest son.
Britain's royal social media accounts have wished Prince Harry a happy 40th birthday. The 40th birthday wishes to Harry, the Duke of Sussex, came despite long-standing strains between himself and the royal family following the publication of his explosive memoir, Spare. The royal family site shared an image of a beaming Harry with a birthday cake emoji and the caption, "Wishing the Duke of Sussex a very happy 40th birthday today." William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, shared the image, adding their own birthday wishes. The post from the royal family account marked the first public birthday message for Harry since 2021. Karen Chamas, London.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, a British character actor in a terrific offering of suspense. Then later, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey. First, though, that suspense production based on a true story. Elliot Lewis directed it. The script was by Anthony Ellis. And joining that lead actor who will be identified in a moment, the following cast. Paula Winslow, Ben Wright, Bill Johnstone, Georgia Ellis, Joseph Kearns, Norma Varden, and Alma Lawton. The announcers are Harlow Wilcox and Larry Thor. And this is from October 6, 1952.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers bring you Sir Cedric Hardwick in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents a story about the most infamous poisoner who ever lived. The Diary of Dr. Pritchard. Our star, Sir Cedric Hardwick.
There we are, Lily. Now I want you to drink every drop.
Will it taste nasty, Doctor?
No, not at all. A little sour, perhaps, that's all. To make you feel ever so much better. Hold your nose, if you like, and mind you every drop. Come along. So bad?
Not very nice, sir.
Have to take the bitter with the sweet, Naughty girl, too many treacle tarts, eh? A touch of gastric annoyance. Well, we must be careful of our waistline. Such a pretty waist.
I think I'm getting sleepy.
Good. Lie down. I'll cover you up.
You're so good to me, Doctor.
You're a good girl, Lily.
You'll be a tickle. Stop.
Good night, Lily. Sleep well.
Good night.
Lily? That's better. Good night, Lily. May, what a frightful thing. The upstairs maid passed away in her bed. She must have fallen asleep whilst reading, and I suppose the gaslight ignited the curtains. She burnt to death. Poor little Lily, it will be a great loss to Mrs. Pritchard. I shall have to wire her the first thing in the morning. Then it will be as well to engage a maid to replace Lily as soon as possible. After that, we had better move to a more suitable residence.
But why, dear? Why must we move?
Well, I've been thinking about it for quite a long time, Mary. Whilst you were away, I made up my mind to suggest it, and now, after what happened to poor Lily...
But it's been so lovely here, especially for the children.
I know, but there is my position, too. We owe it to ourselves to keep up appearances. Now, there's a delightful spot in Clarence Place. I'm sure you'll be very happy with it.
All right, dear. If you think it for the best.
Indeed, I do. The best of us all.
Oh, are you going out, dear?
Yes, I have one or two patients to see.
Well, before you go, I did want to talk to you about the new maid, Ellen.
Oh?
It was terribly sweet of you to engage her while I was with Mother, but...
But?
Well, I rather wonder whether she's exactly suitable. I mean... She does seem a little forward.
Well, I hadn't noticed that. I find her character excellent and her appearance very pleasing.
Well, yes, but...
Mary, I think you better begin the arrangements for the moving. I shall be home in time for dinner. Goodbye, my dear. Ninth of May. Dear sweet Mary, how she does worry about every little detail. How can one man be so blessed with such a loving wife and family? I must provide only the best for them. I do hope that Mary likes the new house. I'm sure that she will once we are settled. Third of June. We are going to be very happy down here in Clarence Place. The children are adjusting themselves marvelously to their new surroundings. I was rather aggravated that the insurance company refused to pay compensation for the belongings of poor unfortunate Lily. A few trifling baubles which couldn't be found in her room. I almost received the impression that they suspected I was making a fraudulent claim. I shall change companies immediately. Must remember to prepare tonic for darling Mary. She seems rather tired lately.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Ellen. Everything all right today?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's good. And what has cook prepared for dinner? Eh?
Something I'm sure you'll like, sir. By the way, sir, I forgot to thank you for the pretty things you left in my room the other day. They must have been awfully expensive.
Not at all, my dear. You're a very obliging girl. The baubles were nothing at all. Nothing. Where is Mrs. Pritchard?
Upstairs, sir. She's not feeling very well. Took a lie down after tea.
Dear me, I must run up. Ah, you're night off, isn't it, Ellen?
Yes, sir.
Quite. I should know, shouldn't I? I may have to go out myself later to see a patient.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right you are, Ellen. Perhaps I can drop you off somewhere. Eh?
Thank you, sir. Thanks awfully.
Not at all. Tell cook I shall be ready for supper in 10 minutes.
Very good, sir.
Well, well, what have we here?
Oh, hello, Edward.
Oh, now, this will never do. What seems to be the trouble, Mary?
And I don't know. I just don't feel well.
Nonsense. Have you been taking the tonic?
Yes, dear.
You know, but... I think that you're babying yourself. A little, perhaps. Out with it.
Well, I really don't feel at all well, Edward. My head aches and I feel sick.
Let's try a spoonful of tonic,
Oh, must I, dear? It doesn't seem to really do any good.
Now, doctor knows best, There's a sedative in here to help you to relax. The moving must have been too much for you.
And I suppose so.
Sit up, dear. There. Must take care of my sweetheart, mustn't I? I shall have to go out later. I'll leave instructions with nurse to put the children to bed. I want you to rest.
Yes, Edward. Oh!
What, dear?
Oh, it's my stomach, I think.
Now try to rest. Cook will send you up some hot broth later. I shan't be late.
You had a lovely evening, sir.
I'm so glad, Ellen.
Sir, don't you think that I ought to go round to the service entrance?
Of course not, silly girl. I walked you home, didn't I?
Oh, yes, sir.
Before we go in, Ellen, don't you think...
That someone will see.
Oh, no, it's too dark here.
Your beard, it tickles. Richard, sir. Oh, Lord, she's been murdered.
Go to your room, Ellen. Immediately. Mary. Mary, what's the matter, Mary?
Oh, the pain in my...
My dear, you're waking the whole house. Do try to control yourself.
What's the matter with me? I'm so sick. Edward, what is it?
Oh, more than likely acute indigestion, nerves, you know.
Oh. Edward, I'm frightened. Will I die?
Oh, you old girl, you. Oh, you're as healthy as an ox. Now stop worrying. We'll have you fit as a fiddle and right as rain in no time. Of June. I am at my wit's end. Following her seizure a week ago, Mary seemed to improve. Then she came down again with terrible pain. My poor dear girl. She has sent for her mother, who is coming over from Edinburgh. I could not deny her wish, and I shall be overjoyed having Mrs. Taylor here. Some of our friends are talking about a consultation, in particular Dr. Gardner. I've given him my diagnosis. He seems to agree, but there's some doubt. Our house is a mournful place these days. I shall be so happy to see Mother. Mother. Welcome. Welcome. How is my sweetheart?
Your wife is very, very ill, Edward. I want to talk to you about her.
Yes?
What are you up to, Edward?
I beg your pardon?
What's the matter with Mary?
If I knew, do you think she'd be suffering the way she is?
Now, listen to me. I telephoned Dr. Gardner and...
This is extremely unethical, Mother.
If my daughter dies, that'll be more unethical, Edward. She was perfectly well when she visited me last month. Perfectly.
Now she is not. Do you find that unusual?
Dr. Gardner doesn't quite agree with your diagnosis. He feels that it's not his place to interfere, but that Mary should have hospital attention.
I think that I may be the better judge.
I can't force you to listen to Dr. Gardner, Edward. But I'm staying here to look after Mary. Is that clear?
If you feel it's your place...
I shall be with her day and night. I'm going to prepare her food, everything.
Oh, I see.
I'm glad that you do, Edward. It'll make everything so much better.
June 10th, 5 p.m. What an extraordinarily good woman is Mrs. Taylor. It relieves me of such a burden. Ah, motherhood. Like a tigress protecting her young. And I would have it no other way. I must do something for dear mother while she's here.
Afternoon, Dr. Pritchard. Lovely day.
Lovely. I say, I need an ounce of Henley's tincture of aconine.
An ounce? Oh, of course, doctor. You must use quite a lot of that, doctor. Didn't you buy an ounce last month?
Oh, yes, yes. I find it an excellent preparation for intestinal ailments.
Oh, glad to know about that. My wife...
I really shouldn't administer it if I were you without medical supervision. It could be dangerous. Quite dangerous.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Cafe for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Sir Cedric Hardwick in Elliot Lewis's production of The Diary of Dr. Pritchard, a true story well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Two days since Mother Taylor arrived, how splendid she has been. She idolizes Mary and doesn't move from her side night or day. I know that she couldn't be in better hands. For a little while, I wondered whether it might not be better to send Mary to hospital, but now I think not. She's already showing signs of improvement. How delighted I am to see the color returning to her cheeks. And how is the patient today?
Oh, I feel ever so much better. Thank you, Edward.
I'm so glad.
Edward.
Yes, my dear?
Give me your hand. Mother has been talking to me about going to Edinburgh with her. Taking the children as well.
Has she? Has she? Now I wonder why. Do you think she feels you need a change?
I'm not going. My place is with you. We've never spoken much of these things, have we, dear?
I don't.
Well, I mean, here we are, 20 years married. One forgets that, doesn't one? Have you been happy? Have I made you happy?
What an odd question.
Oh, no, it isn't. I've tried to make Mother see that. She thinks that I'm not happy with you, but she's wrong. She's always been wrong. I love you, Edward.
I brought you supper, Mary.
Oh.
Well, now doesn't that smell nice? Your appetite is improving, my dear. You'll be out of bed in no time.
Yes, she will.
Thanks to you. Eh, Mother? Are we dining together?
I'll be down presently.
Good, don't be long, will you? I'm famished. June 15th, 8 p.m. I rarely believe things are getting better. Mary finished every scrap of her food, and when I went up to say goodnight, she looked positively radiant. I must say that dinner with Mother was a pleasure, and very soon now all will be as it was before. Mother will be gone. I think I shall go to the music hall tonight. It's the servants' night off, and I should like to get out of the house. It'll make a change after the strain I've been through. I know Mother will take care of Mary.
I did what I could, Pritchard. I tried to reach you, but couldn't find you. I'm afraid it was too late anyway.
How horrible. What could have happened?
I don't know.
Catalepsy, do you think, Gardner? The old lady has a history, you know.
Yes, possible. Was she all right when you left her this evening?
Quite. Does Mary know?
No. She's asleep.
Poor girl. Poor girl. It'd be such a shock.
I was on my way over to see how Mary was getting on. Friendly visit. I was alarmed when nobody answered the door, and then Mrs. Taylor somehow manages to come downstairs.
Brave, so I do hope she didn't suffer.
She died a few minutes later. She was in great pain, Pritchard.
Frightful. Frightful. I don't know what this will do to Mary.
Break it as gently as you can, won't you?
Of course. Can I make you a whiskey?
No, no, thank you. No, I'd better be off.
Yes, yes. I say, about the death certificate, catalepsy, you think?
I'm not sure. It was rather odd, almost as though she had been drugged.
Drugged? Oh, yes. Well, that's possible, you know. She had been in the habit of taking pills at night, insomnia, she called. It's not a very good habit, I'm afraid. That might account for it, don't you think?
It might. Well, please offer my condolences to Mrs. Pritchard. I'll drop by in a day or two.
Awfully kind of you, Gardner. I'll see you to the door. June 16th. In the midst of life, we are in death. How sorry a truth in our house. We are in mourning. A fine old lady has died. Mary took the news bravely, and once again we are together, alone. June 25th. Dr. Gardner made the death certificate and Mother was buried a week ago. I have been so occupied with my practice that I have had no chance of making entries until now. Dr. Gardner has been calling quite often to inquire about Mary. What a thoughtful man. We are fortunate indeed to have such a friend. After the tragic news, Mary has suffered a slight relapse, but it was to be expected. July 6th. Little improvement in my dearest Mary's health. Last night, a severe attack. Dr. Gardner is troubled and begs me to send her to hospital. What can I say? I know that we are all better off with her at home. It is for me to use all my medical knowledge to make things easier now. I cannot bear her agony. It has gone too long.
Oh. Hello, Doctor.
Good afternoon. I have one or two prescriptions for you to fill.
Very good, Doctor.
Oh, and I think you can add 1/2 ounce of Henley's tincture of aconine.
Goodness gracious, Doctor. Every indigestion case in the city must come to you for help.
Oh, well, I'm not really so popular, you know. Still, the medicine does serve its purpose. July 6th, 7 p.m. I know my diagnosis is sound. I explained it to Dr. Gardner, and he must have been convinced. The children have gone to their aunt's for the holidays. It is much better that way. Ellen has taken an egg flip to Mary. She eats so little nowadays.
Dr. Pritchard! Doctor!
Oh, dear. Ellen! Ellen, I have asked you to knock...
I'm sorry, sir, but what I gave the madam, I tasted it.
Why? Why did you taste it?
I'm sorry, sir. She asked me to. It's awful, burning like. I don't think she should have it. It must have been bad or something. I feel awfully sick.
Go downstairs, Ellen.
She oughtn't to drink. It's so rude.
Now, I'll take care of it, Ellen. Go downstairs now.
Yes, sir. All right.
You only took a sip, didn't you?
Yes, sir, but it was...
Well, ask cook to give you a glass of milk. You'll be all right.
I will.
How annoying.
Edward.
Ellen tells me you're being very naughty. You won't take your egg flip, and you used to love them.
It doesn't taste the way it burns my throat. I can't drink it. I can't.
What am I going to do with you? You must take nourishment. This is so good for you, dear. Please, for me.
Oh.
Here, I'll sit you up.
No, I'll be all right.
No. I expect the children to behave this way, but not my Mary. Drink it up.
Oh, no. It'll kill me, please. No, I can't.
I'm afraid you must, my dear.
Oh, no, please.
That's a good girl. July 6th, 8 p.m. Tonight, my darling wife, Mary Jane Pritchard, passed from this life. Her last words were of love, and in her eyes was tenderness. How shall I live without her? What nobility and goodness she possessed. I cannot find words with which to describe my feelings at this moment. I do hope that Ellen is not indisposed, foolish little thing. She might have been very ill indeed tasting what she did. What she loves to stroke my beard. Ah, little Ellen.
Dr. Pritchard?
Ah. Good evening, Gardner.
We've just come from the chemist shop, Pritchard. We know about your purchases there.
Really?
Tincture of aconine, that's what you use, isn't it? I should have known that's what killed Mrs. Taylor. And
No, Dr. Gardner, I'll take care of this. Your wife is dead, Dr. Pritchard. I warn you that anything you say may be taken down and given in evidence against you. I imagine it will be.
Why? Why did you kill them?
So many reasons. All things considered, I thought it for the best. You probably wouldn't understand.
I shall have to ask you to come along to the station with me, sir.
Oh. Yes. Yes, of course. I wonder, though, if you'd mind waiting for just one moment. I have one last entry to make in my diary. Mary, my darling, and you, Mother Taylor, soon, quite soon, we shall meet in happier circumstances in a far happier place. How could it be otherwise? I have no fear. Only regret that no one will know my last thoughts. I close this entry with these words to whom it may concern. For he who lives more lives than one, more deaths than one, must die.
Diary of Dr. Pritchard was written for Suspense by Anthony Ellis. Suspense was transcribed and directed by Elliot Lewis. Music was written by Lucian Morowick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. Featured in tonight's cast were Paula Winslow, Alma Lawton, Georgia Ellis, Norma Varden, William Johnstone, Ben Wright, and Joseph Kearns. Sir Cedric Hardwick may be seen in the fall tour of the First Drama Quartet's presentation of Don Juan in Hell by George Bernard Shaw.
From October 6th of 1952, indeed based on a true story. Sir Cedric Hardwick was a veteran stage actor, also did a fair amount of big screen work. He worked opposite Spencer Tracy in 1939's Stanley Livingston, played the anti-hero Claude Frollo in the Charles Laughton-led Hunchback of Notre Dame. He also showed up in The Ghost of Frankenstein, King Solomon's Mines, The Keys of the Kingdom, and the Bing Crosby comedy musical Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio 1 is Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in our latest five-part storyline. We'll have the fourth installment of the Midas Touch Matter right after this break.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Bond is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady. Relentless. Keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order the Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Bond. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the light. And as the footsteps move towards you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for the Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
powered by Intel. Versatile, durable, high performance. All features of the Tapo C120 security cam from TP-Link, including indoor or outdoor use and 2K resolution day and night vision. And retrieving the video, it all happens through the Tapo app. TP-Link's Jens Hennings has more.
It allows you to add as many cameras as you want and gives you the live view, gives you instant notifications. The camera will detect sound too. So if you're setting it up as, let's say, a baby monitor, it'll hear a baby crying and then give you a notification so that you can log in and check out what's going on. It has two-way audio, so through your phone and through the app, you can communicate back and forth.
More on the Tapo C120 security camera is at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was on our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Midas Touch Matter. Time now for the penultimate episode.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Good. I was hoping you'd be there at Jake Kessler's office. This is Buster Favor at Lake Mojave Resort.
Oh, hi.
Find out anything?
Yeah. Hard luck, Dennis. Our one real key to this $3 million case has just been murdered.
Oh. You know who did it?
I have an idea.
Something here that might help you.
Oh?
Tire tracks at the old miner's shack where Hard Luck was shot. But more of the same tire tracks here at the resort.
Buster, I'm on my way.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. Location, Lake Mojave Resort on the Colorado River in Arizona, to the Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company. Following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Item 9, 6:30, a stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse for gas for my rented car to get me from Kingman, Arizona to Lake Mojave Resort. About a mile short of the lake on the winding road that led in from the main highway, I found Buster.
Right over here, Johnny, clear as crystal.
Hiya, Buster.
These tire tracks in the sand?
Well, sure.
You see? Three of the tires. Look here, where the car turned to get around this rock.
Yeah.
Three of the tires were pretty good. Had those big knobby treads. But this one, right front, almost worn smooth.
Or is it the left rear?
Oh, it's right front, Johnny. The car was going north, out into the desert.
Huh?
Tell by the little skid on this turn.
Buster, you read tire tracks like some people can read footprints.
Oh, that's just practice. Anyway, these are the same tracks that I found by the old shack where you met Hard Luck and he got shot at.
Then let's get into my car and follow these up.
Oh, whoa, Johnny. Nothing but a Jeep could get over this trail.
Well, where does this trail pick up a highway again?
It doesn't. Winds around for 8 or 10 miles and ends up in the lake, over by the southwest corner of the fence line on the Two Lazy Two Ranch.
Then our best bet is to drive over to the Two Lazy Two.
Except for one thing. The Jeep we're looking for is somewhere up that trail, so we'll go by outboard.
Oh, what?
This old trail worms around all right, always close along the edge of Lake Mojave all the way. And the end of it's 8 miles of winding. There's only about 1 mile by water from our dock at the resort.
Uh-huh. Then we ought to be able to intercept whoever's in that Jeep.
That's right.
Then let's go. Lake Mojave was clear and calm and beautiful, perfect for fishing. We had other things on our minds as the 30-horse outboard pushed our 14-foot aluminum boat along at better than 25 miles an hour. We stayed fairly close to the Arizona side.
Look, Johnny, see that streak of dust along the shore?
Yeah. Somebody's been driving along there, all right.
Still is. Won't be able to see who, though, until he comes out from behind that ridge of hills over there.
Hey, that streak of dust hasn't grown any longer. Looks like he's stopped.
Could be. I'll head us in towards shore. No, I still don't understand why he'd be driving out on that dead-end trail, though, unless he wants to dump a body or something in the lake.
Now, that's a morbid thought.
All right, but if it is a killer you're looking for...
You said that trail ends at a corner of...
Hey, wait a minute, Buster.
Yeah?
If it's who I think it is, he overheard me tell Jake Kessler I plan to go fishing out here today.
So?
What was that? The motor giving you trouble?
What was what?
There. Hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, but it wasn't the motor.
Hey.
That's funny.
Buster, look, we're taking in water, those holes in the bottom.
Here, you take this can and start bailing.
Right.
I would drill a lot of holes.
No, wait a minute. Look at them close. They're bullet holes.
Holy smoke, you're right. Hey, that was a shot. Came from over on shore.
I saw the puff of smoke over in that patch of sagebrush. Come on, let's get out of here. Swerve us around, Buster. We've been a pair of sitting ducks.
And you are right. Keep on bailing and keep your head down.
Swing us around that little point there and we'll be out of range.
You see that spread of water beside us? That guy can shoot.
You aren't kidding. Okay, Buster, you can ease her up now. We're out of his line.
Yeah. Well, I guess we pulled a boner, Johnny.
Why not having somebody posted on that road while we came out here?
Now he can climb back in his Jeep and... There, you see? Trail of dust again. Going back toward the highway.
I see it.
If we hadn't taken on so much water, we might be able to get back and intercept him on the highway, but it's too late now.
Well, at least we know what to look for.
What?
The Jeep that made those tracks.
Well, isn't that kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack out in this country?
Buster, I think I know exactly where to look. I believe I must have bailed a good 5 gallons of water out of that boat by the time we reached the dock. Then Buster insisted on going along as I headed back up the highway toward Kingman. We stopped where the old trail cut in, only long enough to see if the Jeep tracks had come back on the highway. They had.
Now that we're on the way, Johnny, where are we going?
Any of these ranches out here use Jeeps, Buster?
Most all the big ones, but...
Including the Too Lazy Two?
Yeah, that's right. Now, wait a minute. I didn't ask you who you thought was shooting at us out there on the lake. Who you thought overheard you talking about going fishing. I figured if you wanted to tell me, you would.
Oh, the trouble is I still can't prove anything.
All right. Now, let me tell you who can shoot like that and with that kind of a gun. It was a .30-06.
You could tell by the sound?
.30-06 with a long barrel. That could mean it had a scope sight.
Almost have to for that kind of shooting.
Alex Bundy, foreman at the Too Lazy Two.
That's who Hard Luck Dennis said shot at him.
And it ties up, Johnny.
Does it?
He got a few too many under his belt one night at a dance party in Kingman.
Yeah?
Started yapping his head off about how a lot of soft-living millionaires from back east could come out here and own the place while he had to do all the work. It wasn't fair. Worm would turn sometime, even if he had to help it turn. And he'd be the one who counted the money. That's about the time everybody started talking about him and Dora.
Dora?
Wife of one of the Haskell brothers that was killed on the mine.
Oh.
Kevin Haskell.
Go on, Buster.
Seems Alex and Doro seen a lot of each other on the sly. Everybody kind of stood around waiting to see if Alex was trying to get some control of the ranch that way. That's Union Pass right ahead.
Hmm?
Just over the tops of the road to the left. Shortcut to the Too Lazy Two.
Oh.
That's where you want to go, isn't it?
Yeah, Buster, that's where I want to go.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
It was only a couple of miles in to the ranch's fence line, but a good 3 miles further to the main house and its cluster of outbuildings. Buster's sharp eyes first noticed the Jeep parked by the side of what looked like a big tool shed, and I drove slowly past it. Slowly enough so that he could study its tires and the tracks on the dusty ground.
Uh-huh.
Well?
It's the one, all right.
Then keep an eye out for Alex and that gun of his.
Yeah, and be ready to duck. Try the main house.
Okay.
You know, I got a kind of funny feeling now that we're here. We should have brought a posse along.
Afraid it's too late for that now.
That is a gun bulging under your jacket, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I'm wondering what chance a little .38 lemon squeezer has against a high-powered rifle. Oh, come on. Keep your eyes peeled.
Johnny, I'm beginning to feel like I'm right in the middle of an old-time Western movie.
Maybe you are, Buster. Maybe you are.
Why, Buster?
Oh, how are you, Dora?
Don't just stand there.
Yes, ma'am.
The woman standing on the porch of the old house looks strangely out of place on this big Western desert ranch. Perhaps it was because of her clothes, two-toned sports shoes, and a crisp, well-tailored white linen dress that served to accent the lines of a trim, athletic figure and go perfectly with her short, boyish-cut hair.
Ms. Haskell, this is Mr. Dollar. Johnny Dollar.
Hello, Mr. Dollar. Jake Kessler told me you were here. Come in, please.
Okay, thank you. I suppose he told you why I'm here.
No, leave the door open for the breeze.
Oh.
He said to investigate the death of my husband, Kevin, and his brother's Nat Mine accident. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Do you think it was an accident?
According to Mr. Kessler, you don't. Why? Because it means his company would have to pay only $1.5 million to me instead of $3 million?
Somebody found pretty concrete evidence there in the mine that one of the rock pillars supporting the roof had been deliberately pulled down.
Hard luck, Dennis. If what you say is true, he must have done it.
It was Hardluck who told me about it, who showed me the winch that was used to do it. And that winch, Mrs. Haskell, could have come from only one place around here. This ranch.
Oh, no. You mean... No, you can't mean that somebody here at the ranch did it.
Kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
But who?
That's what I hoped you might be able to tell me. Who beside you could profit by the death of your husband and his brothers? Who here at the ranch? Alex Bundy, perhaps?
Alex? How?
By marrying into the family?
What are you talking about?
That is, of course, if one of the Haskell brothers were to die. Kevin, perhaps.
That's absurd.
Oh? I had a notion that you and Alex were somewhat interested in each other.
Well, you're wrong. He may have been interested in me. He was, as a matter of fact. He made it very difficult for me.
How do you mean that?
He kept trying to force his attentions on me.
And you didn't reciprocate?
Of course not, because...
Well, go on.
Because... I knew what his real motives were.
All right, come on.
This ranch. This ranch is what he wanted. He knew that Kevin wasn't well. That's why Kevin had come out here with his brothers in the first place.
I did hear that he was having a little trouble with his lungs, Johnny.
He didn't have long to live. Not many years, that is. Even in this hot, dry air. So Alex did it.
It sure looks that way, doesn't it, Johnny?
What led you to look for him here?
It was Alex Bundy who shot up Hard Luck Dennis. Then somebody overheard me say I was going fishing down at the lake. That's where I was shot at, by somebody who was not only a crack shot, but more important, was driving the Jeep that's parked outside.
The Jeep was gone from here this afternoon.
Do you know where Alex Bundy is now?
He must be somewhere around the ranch. And you must get him, Mr. Dollar. I'll help you. I'll help you find him. But don't go unarmed. Here, I'll give you one of my rifles.
Hey, that collection of high-powered rifles is yours?
Yes, International Rifle Team in college here. I'll give you ammunition. And Buster, you take one. This 30-30.
No, I don't know, Mrs.
Take it. What Mr. Dollar says about him is true. Alex may try to shoot before you... Mr. Dollar.
Laura!
Mr. Dollar, be ready when he comes in.
Laura, why don't you tell me you were through with the Jeep? You know I wanted to use it this afternoon. Laura?
Well, well.
Don't move, Mr. Dollar. Your gun isn't loaded.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, sometimes justice is done by strange and devious means. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Touch Matter, our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. It originally aired back in July 1956. We'll have the finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had British actor Sir Cedric Hardwick in an episode of Suspense. Well, he earned that knighthood in 1934. But there was a bit of a glitch. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder, who wrote the book of love.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about distinguished British actor Sir Cedric Hardwick. When he was knighted in 1934, the hard of hearing King George V loved his name, saying, "Rise, Sir Cedric Pickwick." Pretty sure the knighthood still counted, though. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.